much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
So what do you think? Do you think this is a bad idea?
Yes. Terrible idea. Why would we do that, man? We should bail.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
All right, who's more of a dick, Kevin or Bean?
Well, maybe Bean. Back in 2000, but Bean's been pretty cool.
Who's your favorite, Kevin or Bean?
I don't know. It's hard to say.
What do you like about Kevin?
White guys, he has a pretty good knowledge of things.
Kevin and Bean are a great radio team because they have a combination. I mean, Bean, veteran broadcaster. Kevin, funny. Every man, fire and ice, coming together to create lukewarm water. Okay, that didn't sound great.
And now, we eat ribs and whatnot and listen to salsa music. You see what I'm coming from?
Our feature presentation.
That is us. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Thursday. It is the 15th of October.
Nope.
Hold on. 15th. Yeah, 15th. Hope. Yes, 15th. 15th of
October. Again, if you're keeping track of how
morning,
soon into
it's
the
Thursday
show.
Thursday morning, the 15th
is the first mistake.
Of October. All right, we know how that goes.
Wow. Strong start.
Thank you.
How's everybody?
Good.
Yeah.
Isn't the fact that it's Friday the only thing that makes getting up today and coming
yes.
in worth it? I
mean,
really.
Absolutely.
That's funny because it's Thursday.
No matter
no.
what? No matter how bad it is.
Right.
But that's, at least we've got 5 hours from the weekend. That's how I look at
so
it.
So good.
Right, except for that it's Thursday.
Why do you have to say mean things, man?
I'm just
trying to make things better.
Just saying.
Hey, so much show today. So many things to talk about. But we have an update. I always say we'll keep you updated. I always, you know, I bring you these stories every morning at this time. And I sometimes say, man, I hope we find out what happened. I'd like to know the end of the story. And we do have an update from a story that we told you about all the way back on October the 14th of 2015. And this was the lady who was in New York who lost her lawsuit against her nephew.
Right.
Yes.
You guys remember that story from a long, long time ago? We talked about
that
it.
That was yesterday.
She visited her. You know, family members, and the nephew enthusiastically ran up. Oh, I love you, Auntie Jen, and jumped into her arms and ended up breaking her wrist, and she ended up suing. Mm-hmm. And the jury. If I remember the details correctly, the jury came back in like 20 minutes or something and mm-hmm. denied her claim
right.
of $127,000. You guys remember, is this any of this sounding familiar at
Bean,
all? You guys?
It was yesterday.
You told us this yesterday.
And of course, the world
time.
just went crazy on this lady because she appeared, just like a heartless, out of touch
right.
wench.
We all said she was a garbage human yesterday.
Yeah, people were saying that at the time, and she talking about how she couldn't hold an hors d'oeuvres plate because how bad her
right.
hand hurt and everything like that.
Very entitled.
Well, her attorney has now spoken out, and I am curious to know, everybody had their mind made up, I am curious to know if any of this makes a difference.
Okay.
Following widespread backlash, attorneys for the New York woman, who unsuccessfully sued her 12-year-old nephew over a hug, said Wednesday she was forced to do so for insurance purposes. From the start, this was a case about one thing, getting medical bills paid by homeowners insurance, said her attorney. Our client was never looking for money from her nephew or his family. It was about the insurance industry and being forced to sue to get medical claims paid. She the injuries resulted in two surgeries with the possibility of a third in the future. She had sought $127,000 in damages. The insurance company had previously only offered $1 to pay for her injuries.
$1?
The nephew was named as the sole defendant because under Connecticut law, I guess it happened in Connecticut. She lives in New York, but she was visiting Connecticut. Under Connecticut law, his father's homeowner's insurance could not be named as a defendant. A person had to be sued. The insurance company could not be sued. So the person covered by that insurance company is the name on the lawsuit. She said, by the way, that there has been the family understood that. She's had a great relationship with them since then. She spends lots of time with the boy. They're very close. She just took him out for Halloween costume shopping this past week while the trial was going on.
Very convenient.
So yeah.
No hard feelings at all between family members. They understood that she was just trying to get her medical bills paid. And it didn't have anything to do with any kind of animosity toward the little boy who had jumped on her. It was just it cost her tons of money because of how injured she was.
How does the insurance offer her a dollar?
Yeah, that doesn't like, make that's, sense.
Why don't you just say no?
Yeah,
a dollar
exactly.
is super insulting.
Well, if you give somebody a dollar, you close it out and prevent them from being able to come back and sue you at a later date. That's probably why they offered her a dollar. But does this change anyone's mind about the case? Or do you still hate her because she sued her nephew for breaking her wrist with an exuberant hello?
I don't know. Will the homeowners' insurance rates go up? Or will they be dropped, which happens a lot of times in insurance cases?
Kev.
Does not Thank say you. What Kev. The result of that Kev. Would be.
Yeah, Kevin's taking a bow right now. Taking a bow.
So even if she had sued and won and got her medical bills reimbursed and never made a penny beyond that,
right.
You don't think she should sue if her family's homeowners insurance, which is why they have homeowners insurance in the event that somebody gets hurt on their property, if their premiums had gone up, you don't think she should have sued? Should she be out the $127,000? I guess is my question to you.
This makes my head hurt.
It's too much. I don't like hugs. I don't like any of this.
No, like 12-year-olds?
No. Just stop with this story.
I don't want to have to figure this out.
This is why we have a jury system, because they had to figure it out. And you'll recall they came back in 20 minutes to side unanimously with the little boy.
Well, then why did they... They knew that it was just an insurance thing, but they couldn't take that into consideration. Or
again, maybe there'll be a follow up story down the road.
Okay,
like another 5 years from the jury from now.
Down the road, right? Exactly.
Remember.
But they, for whatever, maybe it was just unpalatable for this lady to sue her little nephew, her cute little nephew who loved her so much he dropped his new bicycle on the ground to run and give Auntie Jenna a hug. Maybe they just couldn't see their way around that.
So that I couldn't hold an hors d'oeuvre plate. That happened, though. That was said.
She did say that.
She's still
garbage. And don't forget,
come on.
You know how crowded Manhattan is.
Sure.
So you can imagine it's tough.
You know what?
Auntie Jen's a bitch.
But then, you know.
Right? That's my ruling.
And, Allie, you wouldn't know anything about this, but the internet mob tends to weigh in pretty quickly and pretty heavily on any issue.
So they're not balanced? They're not fair and balanced?
If the internet mob doesn't go after this wretched subhuman, what's the point of having one, says one tweeter. Jennifer Connell has to be the worst human on earth. Such a disgusting thing to do to your nephew who clearly loved you. Poor kid. And it just goes on and on and on. That's why her attorney felt like it was necessary to set the record straight. So if you guys aren't buying her story, okay. But I just wanted to put it out there that there is another side to the story that seems so obvious way back in the 90s when we first brought you this case.
Yesterday. Yeah.
So maybe we'll keep our eyes peeled. Maybe there'll be another update. Maybe there'll be some sort of murder suicide down the road that'll make things clear. I don't know.
That was a very big leap.
I
hope that doesn't happen.
Right.
But
sure.
Apparently, this lady deserves it.
Again, probably not.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
This is honestly so stupid.
That's very true.
Wow.
On the program today, how to get out of jury duty. By the way, question one is, are people still trying to get out of jury duty?
I think so, too.
Yes, I think most people try to get out of jury duty, which is very disturbing to me.
Yeah, Bean doesn't get that at all.
Well, Bean wants to be on a jury.
Desperately want to be on a jury. Plus, I think it's very little to ask of a citizen that gets to live in the United States of America to once or twice in your life to give a couple of days back to help the government run. I don't think that's too much to ask.
Right, but it's boring.
Well, lots of things are boring.
And you have to drive downtown. Then you're like, where do I park?
Right.
Oh, this is so creepy. Yeah. Walking,
but you get a chance.
People you don't know.
You get a chance to send this Jennifer lady to prison for life, though.
I don't
always
think,
that one
maybe.
Guy creepily eating a banana. Like,
That was me.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
Shoot.
Also on the program today, Jim Rome. Talking sports, a lot of sports happening.
Boy,
baseball.
I can't wait to talk
so
to Jim. Last night's game, Kevin. I know you hate the baseball, and you're wrong about that, as you are about many other things.
It sounds like a game I would have enjoyed, and if you could make,
you would have enjoyed one inning.
Okay. Okay.
It was movie quality.
All right.
Honestly, it could have been a major motion picture, and you would have been riveted with the twists and the turns and the things that happened that you've never seen before. And it just was crazy.
And every game is like that?
No.
No.
I will mention this. I just said you would have enjoyed one inning, but then I will say this as well. That inning was 53 minutes long.
Yes, it was. And worth every second of
it. Absolutely. It's phenomenal.
And the Rangers threw the game, and they all got a lot of money in their Cayman Island bank accounts today. Yeah, I'll tell you that, because there's no other explanation.
Really?
Oh, I can't catch that. Oh, no, I'm going to not be able to throw.
They made a whole bunch of errors?
Three in a row. Within, like, minutes.
But but the game didn't matter.
It was game five. What? Yeah. It was game five of the American League Division Series. So, yes, it mattered for everything.
Okay.
All the way.
All right. Brand new internet roundup on today's Kevin and Bean Show. Comedian Adam
Ray. And a 452-foot home run where Jose Bautista threw his bat 20 feet into the air. Yeah. After he hit the home run. He just stood there for what seemed like minutes.
And you
wondered whether the bat was going to come down first or the ball was going to come down first.
That's a pretty solid move.
Not solid.
Don't you think? Solid.
Not solid beer raining down on babies.
Yes. And trash.
Well, that's not ideal.
No.
the fear was they were going to have to call the game because the fans were throwing so much trash onto the field.
Canadians.
This was the team that was winning.
Canadians.
This was
the nicest people in the world. What do they throw when they lose?
It was insane.
I can't.
We also have Adam Ray. I think I was interrupted with some more baseball talk.
Yes, Adam Ray. Our friend comedian Adam Ray will be here.
He did a New Kids on the Block cruise, so we told him we wanted to have him in after that because that had to be terrible, right?
Blockheads or something.
And
Allie, you're so jealous, aren't you?
Really am.
And he's probably bunking with your friend Joey Mack.
Oh, I love Joey. You trying to get through this, Kevin?
I'll wait.
Excited, that's all.
Plus the Sweet Life with Muse on today's Kevin and Bean Show. We'll give you a chance to qualify. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beatnik. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:53.
Ralph Garman is on vacation, filling in on the Showbiz Beat once again. Here's Alan McKay. What's going on for Thursday?
What are your feelings on Die Hard? One of the best Christmas movies of all time?
The original?
Yes.
One of the best five movies of all time. Not just Christmas.
Really?
Love it.
Okay.
Couldn't love it more.
Were you aware of the kerfuffle yesterday on Twitter about Die Hard?
About Die Hard? No.
Well, I need you to sit down, Kevin. Because
okay.
It's a little secret.
All right, Donald Trump, take it easy.
Sit down. Little secret that Fox wanted a new Die Hard.
Right.
But now, it's looking like not only a new Die Hard, but a prequel.
No!
Yeah, that was the reaction on Twitter times 1,000.
A prequel.
But I'm gonna need you to take a minute because I'm gonna walk you through what seems to be happening, but of course might change.
Okay.
A story part set in 1979. McClane comes up as a cop in New York City, showing how he became the character we met in the first movie.
Right.
Right? Prequel. Plot twist. Then the film might be leaving room for Willis to come back to play the role in present day. Wait, what?
What?
So little Die Hard meets Looper.
So
a sequel and a prequel, but split in the middle and reversed?
Hmm.
Smack it up, flip it, rub it down? Oh, no.
Right?
I don't know if any of that's going to happen, but that seems to be the way
let me play the part of Kevin, who has often asked this question. I think it's a legitimate question. Even if they make this movie, and it sucks, the original Die Hard still exists, right? It's still around. It doesn't change the movie that people already love.
Does it cheapen your Die Hard experience is what he's saying. And he's
saying me?
Yes.
I'm saying, I'm saying no, but it doesn't need to happen, I don't think.
To know why he is the way he is, how he came up on the mean streets in New York City?
I don't really need that. It depends on who does it. This is always the case. It depends on who does it. They can make it great. It can suck. By the way,
if they came out tomorrow and said, "Oh, and Chris Nolan is doing it," you'd go, "Well,
exactly.
He probably knows what he's doing. I got to give it a chance."
I'm in.
Yeah, and reports are Len Wiseman, who directed Die Hard 4.0. is looking into being involved. Does that sway you?
I don't remember 4.0.
I don't think
it was a...
Was that the one with Kevin Smith in it?
Yeah, I think that was...
I don't know.
She doesn't know. I think it was, yeah. And that was a pretty good one. But 2 and 3, man, did those blow. Those blew.
bullshit.
I wish you could have seen
they
his face.
They were terrible.
On that. That was excellent. Well, great. Speaking of amazing, this is something you want to get involved in watching. Maroon 5 singer and voice judge Adam Levine is putting together a new reality series.
Okay.
It's going to be based on his song, Sugar, that music video. You're saying, I don't know that music video. Well, let me tell you what the show's going to be.
Okay.
It's going to feature super fans being surprised by their favorite celebrities on momentous occasions. For example, a couple about to get married suddenly discovering that a world-famous recording artist is leading the house band. What? Or just another one, a famous actor becoming an unexpected guest of a bachelorette party. Shenanigans.
How does it start? Do they knock and then knock again?
It's apparently
it
knock, knock, knock.
Knock, knock,
yeah,
knock.
So
I see. That could be
a
good.
Variation.
Let's give some love to Maroon 5.
That guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
Oh, that's fun.
So that's looking pretty good. And let's all pour one out for the homie.
Who's
very,
the homie?
Very sad. Tyra Banks. I didn't think I had to say that, but... Yeah.
I don't know.
This is very sad news. The CW says the reality competition show America's Next Top Model is done after the December 4th finale. Yeah.
I'm not making this up. I thought that was over 5 years ago.
It's going on its 22nd season.
Wow.
Originally debuted in 2003 on the UPN network. And here's what... I mean, this is phenomenal. It was the first ever series to be on the CW in 2006. First series ever on that network.
Wow.
Wow. Hmm. Tyra. Hmm. Right?
Tyra Banks is a big fat whore.
Tyra is a whore. A big fucking whore.
Well,
big fat.
Five women on my stage.
Yeah.
But between them, they have 10 vaginas.
Wow.
Wait, what?
Here's another clip.
I'm not looking for ANTM as in America's Next Top Martian.
Oh.
I'm looking for America's Next Top what?
That's bullshit.
See, that's a mistake. She should have been riding the wave of the Martian.
Yeah.
And she'd have a 23rd season.
That happened.
All right, guys.
Mm-hmm.
October 15th, these birthdays are happening.
Don't look at me like I'm going to play the music after that.
I didn't want you to play the music.
Right.
I was just seeing if you did have it ready.
I do.
Skateboard legend Stacy Peralta is turning 58. Actress Vanessa Marcel is 47. Yeah, she looks great. Rapper Ginuwine, 46. Pony, huh? It's with me. One of the best songs ever to strip
Omar,
to.
Omar, could we get a little pony for the
right?
Other ponies? I would enjoy hearing some of that, too.
You hear that.
That
coming on at the strip club, yeah. And you're like, I am checking that dancer out. She knows what she's doing. Actor Dominic West is 46. I'm Allie McKay, in for Ralph Garman, walking the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 25 minutes after 6.
That's the band. That's me. That's the Muse with the thing with the thing.
Yeah.
Muse playing at Staples Center December 19th. The 18th is already sold out. We are giving away tickets later on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show. Plus, when you win your Muse tickets, you will also be qualified for the Suite Life with Muse. By now, you know that involves a suite at the show, suite at the Ritz-Carlton. You get a limo ride. You get to introduce the band. And for some reason, $25,000 in cash. Get all the details at KROQ.com. Your chance to win. Coming up, hey, how about the Kevin and Bean Afro line on the air for you right now at 323-520-AFRO. There are a lot of times that people want to get a message to Kevin and Bean. They want to leave it for us, but they can't call during the show. So we've got this 24-hour voicemail set up, and you can call and leave a message on any topic anytime.
Now, it's not always for both of us. Sometimes it's just for one of us. In this particular case, this guy was calling after the U.S.-Mexico game on Saturday night, where a guy told me I was a marshmallow. And I agreed with him because I sort of am.
Mexico! 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 Woo! Suck it!
All right. How do you feel about that, Marshmallow?
Heard that a lot.
Okay.
Heard that
well,
a lot.
Mexico did win.
Yep.
So you do have gloaters rights, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Stop playing that X is a no song. Stop playing it!
I'm glad he called
to say that because a lot of people don't realize that we handpick every single song mm-hmm. that we play. Nothing gets on the air unless it's specifically requested by
Bean Kevin. Bean loves Hozier and Red Hot Chili Peppers much.
Oh, wait. We're
so
forced
get X's
to play
and O's up.
You got
forced
it.
To play
that
it.
In
a second. I think that's what I was saying.
No chance.
This car alarm has been going off for the past 2 hours at my office now.
Oh.
Can you imagine?
Thanks, Obama.
What do you do if that happens? If it happens in your neighborhood or your office? What are your recourses?
It's been a long time since I've heard a car alarm going off. It just seems like it doesn't happen that much anymore. But if it were going off for 2 hours and you could hear it like that?
There's a house alarm that goes off a lot near me.
Near you?
And I think every time it happens, I think,
thank God I'm in the car and I can move?
That? How dare you? I think, my God, no one is calling 911. No one cares that this house alarm is going off. What is the point of a house alarm?
House alarm and car alarms are completely useless.
Absolutely.
Because when you hear a car alarm, you're just annoyed.
You do nothing.
You don't think, hey, someone's breaking into a car.
Right.
But like in the caller's case, would he be within his right after 10 minutes to call and try to get it towed or something?
I imagine. I don't know what the law is.
Yeah, I don't either. It's weird.
Not sure.
It's November. You know what time it is?
All right, since this guy's kind of slurry like me, it's
November.
I
thought he said November. Okay.
So do you know what time it is? Of course, it's not November quite yet, but he's just getting ready.
Bulk member time! Yeah, brother, it's time to bulk up. It's November. Eat anything and everything you want. Bulk member!
Now, first he said bulk member.
Yeah.
And then he ended with bulk member.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I'm
buying that.
That
on product.
What?
Hallie's in a bulk member.
Chip Caroler R's. Toro. Guillermo del Toro. How can you not do that?
Chip, try it again.
I've been practicing.
You have.
Let's hear a little Guillermo del Toro.
This is great news.
Tell us what a dog is in Espanol.
Perro.
No, but with...
Oh, no, but roll your
eyes. Hold on. I got this time. Perro. Nailed it.
Shit.
Nailed it.
No.
That's one of the weirdest things ever, isn't it?
One more time.
All right, okay.
Try it again.
Perro.
All right.
No rolling.
Nothing.
No can do.
Can't do it.
You fail.
Why is it when I hear this song by Gordon Lightfoot, I can only think of Bean? I hate you, Bean.
Hey, I'd say that's on you for listening to that song.
Just consider yourself lucky that you live in a world where the Wreck of the Infant Cyril is still on the radio like it should be.
We were talking about massage pluses and whether that's a deal breaker.
Hey, I'm no masseuse, but if it's okay with Bean, I would like to give his wife, Donna, a massage plus. You know what I'm saying? Giggity.
I know what you're saying, but again, I remind you, women can't orgasm. So it's not the same. It doesn't have the same effect as a guy going into a massage parlor for the extra. You know what I'm saying? In my experience, women don't have orgasms.
Well, I'm sure in your experience they don't.
In your experience, they don't have sex either. So what are you going to go with?
Bean, stop. Stop, Bean. You're ruining my morning. What are you even doing here, Bean? Shouldn't you be in, like, Creedsville? Bean, stop. You're ruining it. Just stop. No, what am I going to do? I just want to mace you in the face. Bean, stop.
Okay, did you cut something out? Was there ever any clue as to what I was doing?
Annoying bear.
Yeah, that was that was her doing a parody of the girl spraying the bear and the bear eating her kayak.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's what that was.
Hey, whatever happened to Bean's Death Corner? You guys haven't done it in a long time. I miss it. And you should do Kevin Towards the News or whatever it's called every day.
I think it's Mad Libs.
Mad Libs the news. All right, let's make a note to get that back on, and we'll try to get some Death Corner going for you, too. We'll try to work on both of those things.
I'm not a huge fan of listeners calling up and requesting moments with Kevin that are old enough I don't even remember doing them. That's BS, right?
Nah.
Hey, so it's October. It means it's fall. Time for my fall cleaning. Spring cleaning? Fall cleaning? Spring? Kevin?
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Clean house a little bit.
A little spring, fall,
hoarder.
Spring cleaning? No, fall.
It's fall. Whatever kind of cleaning we need to do.
That was a moment
with Kevin.
Yeah, I forgot that happened. So thanks for bringing that back. You know, we did Doto Periscope, and this guy's calling about that. We called it Ask Doto, and there was a certain moment where everything sort of went a little weird.
Kevin 818 wants to know, how can he get a Korean woman?
How can he get? Let me tell you my technique, man. On June 20, 2014, I stopped at a Starbucks getting some coffee, and I saw this Korean lady. She's about 5'8". I went up to her. I talked to her. I told her my name is Doto, and
is it Doto or Doto?
Doto. Doto, please. Who doesn't know their own name? You really think that was Doto you were talking to? Doto wasn't there. Doto didn't do a periscope. Doto is locked in a bunker in the jungles of Siam somewhere because he is the International Man of Mystery. That guy messed up. He said Doto. That's Doto 2.0. He's a robot. Why do you think he didn't want to do 10 push-ups? It wasn't in part of his programming. Huh? And who the recommends a Vietnamese cake shop for German chocolate cake? I ain't buying it, Doto. Free the real Doto.
I wish that guy would call every day.
Guy's awesome.
The AFRO line is 323-520-AFRO.
We'll talk to our friend Jim Rome about all things sports related coming up. But there is one thing we need to mention here this morning ahead of that interview at 8 o'clock. And that is last night's Game 5, the American League Division Series playoffs, was one of the most unbelievable games of all time. The Rangers, by the way, Kevin, were up 2-0. They only had to win one of the last three to advance.
And they lost?
And they lost. Oof. All three of them, right?
That hurts.
So last night, two things happened that are crazy and some will argue have no place in sports. The first is, and I know you disagree with this, Kevin, but a lot of people are saying it's incredibly disrespectful and rubbing it in the face of the opposing team to hit a home run, as Jose Bautista did last night, and stand at the plate for several seconds and just admire it. Your thoughts?
I love it. That guy crushed it.
Yeah, he did.
It's not like he was just waiting to see if it was going to be far enough. He crushed it.
Oh, he knew as the bat hit the ball, he knew it was gone.
Right.
Absolutely. There was no question.
I love that.
But you also know, first game next season when these teams meet up, he is getting beamed in the head.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Uh-huh.
Fair play.
I mean, he knows that those are the rules.
Okay.
Those are the rules of baseball, right?
Okay. And by the way, speaking of things that have no place in baseball, hitting a batter intentionally has no place in baseball as far as I'm concerned. At all. All right. How about Jose Bautista watches the ball leave the stadium and then throws his bat 20 feet in the air?
Even
what
better.
About that?
Even better.
Yeah, no problem with that at all.
I don't know. It's baseball's such a solo sport. And when one person can just take the game like that, he should have taken off his cleats and flipped them up in the air. I mean, just throw everything in the air because you know what? He crushed it. I love that.
So you think it was less of a bat flip, more of a bat chuck?
I don't have as much of a problem with it as some people do. And I also accept his explanation after the game, which was, it's not something I planned. I literally was just in the moment. I didn't do it on purpose. It just happened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, I mean, it doesn't bother me that much because in my mind it's kind of like, and I think the NFL has made a huge mistake in clamping down on all the touchdown celebrations.
I do too.
Because I think the players, I mean, you put yourself in the players' shoes. This is the biggest moment of their life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I think you're allowed to be excited about it. You're allowed to be happy about it.
But in baseball, you don't want him to stand at the plate and you don't want him to throw the bat, or you're okay with it? Doesn't bother you?
I don't know.
Okay?
I don't know how I feel because, you know, I know you say it's an individual, but it's also a team sport. You know what I mean? And I don't know how it reflects on the rest of the team. And I do definitely think you are really rubbing it into the other side.
Oh, agreed.
You're really rubbing it in.
Right.
Pitch better then.
All right. So thing two.
Thing two.
Is there a place in fans at a sporting event littering the field of play with trash?
Never.
Is that a thing we want to
Never.
See?
Never.
Makes it exciting, though, right, Kevin?
Well, wait, hold on. Are we talking about any sport or are we talking about baseball? Because
we're
I think baseball needs
any...
all the help it can get.
We're
so
talking about any
everybody
sport.
Should be on steroids and throw your food and whatever else needs to happen to make baseball interesting, I'm good with. But other sports, it seems like maybe it's a negative.
Now, it happens all the time in soccer, right?
Yeah, all the time. They'll reschedule games without fans completely.
Yeah.
Zero people in the stands.
And I don't think anybody in Toronto last night was actually chucking their urine like they do at soccer games.
Mexican fans are passionate.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And they're very passionate about their urine and less passionate about their beer and very passionate about their soccer. So when it mixes, it mixes. That just happens. I don't know. Blue? For some reason, yeah, that's of course crazy.
Yeah.
But you also totally expect it.
Who's the hockey team that they throw the octopuses on the on
Detroit.
The ice?
Detroit.
Yes. That's a Red Wings thing.
Is that a thing? I mean, they do that. I mean, that's their own fans doing for their own players.
That's tradition.
But that's not
tradition.
Like, that's not food. Like, last night, there was food thrown on the baby. Did I hear that right?
Well beer sprayed down on a baby.
I think we have the clip. This is play-by-play from Game 5 of the American League Division Series last night, Rangers Blue Jays.
People got to quit throwing beer cans out of the upper decks. You're hitting people down below.
You know, someone in the first row just got hit by a beer can from the upper deck.
Or from anywhere, not just the upper deck.
Got babies down there, little kids. That's sad. Come on, people, let's get it together.
By the way, listen to the dynamic broadcasting that's going on in Game 5 of this playoff series. Those announcers were jacked.
That baby was lucky to have beer. Right? Is that what we're saying? That baby needed to be drunk to enjoy that game.
That's a great takeaway, Kevin.
That's the point. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:53.
Our friend comedian Adam Ray joins us in studio next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Talk to Jim Rome later on. And we do have room for your phone calls if you want to call for Kevin and Bean's What's Good or Lo Que Es Bueno, depending on your stripes. You can give us a call right now at 1-800-520-101. Trying to reach out to the people here,
yeah,
Kevin.
Oh no, I know.
Anyway, you can call us on any topic you want. Something that we should be talking about on the air. Something you wish we weren't talking about on the air. You've got a question. You've got a comment. This is an opportunity for you to be on and be part of the Kevin and Bean
Show. How could those baseball announcers be so unbelievably dull last night?
Well, there wasn't much going on in the game to get them excited, Kevin.
People got to quit throwing beer cans out of the upper decks. You're hitting people down below.
You know, someone in the first row just got hit.
You can text us also, the number 2KROQ, that's 25767. But we'd rather you call so that we can hear you on the air. 1-800-520-106.
Plus, it's easier to hang up on you if you're on the phone, to be honest.
That's true.
Yeah.
Seriously, though.
Harold
Reynolds, most boring baseball announcer ever.
Oh, that's who that was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
dull as hell.
Oh.
Is he one of those that's been doing it forever?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he's a former superstar player.
Huh.
Yeah.
He's dull.
Yeah. You guys remember like half an hour ago?
I don't know.
Twitter was down.
Yeah.
Twitter
Allie took it hard. Allie took it
down.
Hard, you guys.
I was freaking out. I'm like, Kevin, do you have it? I was yelling out to Dave, how's your tweet deck? It was scary. It was terrifying for some.
You guys make fun of me for being on the internet too much, but Kevin, don't you think Allie is way more addicted to the internet than anyone you've ever met?
Twitter specifically.
Mm-hmm. She is never not on Twitter.
See, you guys say that, but I am not on, and I've noticed someone in this room, if you tweet to her, she responds within a second. So I'm thinking someone in this room is on Twitter more than me.
And by someone in this room, you mean... So Chip.
Yeah.
No, I just see the notification. Usually I'm walking around and it pops up on my phone.
All I'm saying is
Does it vibrate in your pocket?
Chip did not panic a half
That's
hour
right.
ago.
She was fine.
She did not.
Right.
I will say that. However,
you did.
A lot of people panicked. I mean, this woman right here, when Twitter was down for like a minute, I felt really lost because my first instinct was to tweet about it and I had nowhere to go. Same, Alicia. Ivan wrote in, Twitter was down, so I started yelling tweets out my window.
Well?
See? See, right. He gets it. And now for sale, the I Survived Twitter Outage 2015 shirt. I'm buying that. Where were you? Hashtag Twitter. Hashtag Twitter
down. They went those up in a hurry, didn't they?
Right?
Wow, those are quick.
And then Lily said, Twitter went down so I couldn't even search for other people tweeting about Twitter being down. And it was terrifying.
Wow. Well, one guy said,
same.
Oh no, this is a colossal disaster.
I did enjoy, though, that it was down, and you had to then get your password for TweetDeck that we weren't sure what was happening.
Right.
So you needed your password.
Right.
You had to go out the door for internet to actually work on your phone to get the password.
Right.
Then what happened, Kevin? Take us through it.
Then I put it in, and it was wrong, and then I had to reset it. That's all. It's no big deal.
It's not a real dynamic story.
Yeah. It's not a good story.
But and when there are you no yelled t-shirts. To the heavens.
There are no t-shirts about it.
And you screamed.
I said, damn you, Twitter. I don't know. Does anybody in the room remember what I said?
None of that.
Okay.
All right.
It was all you.
You know that a lot of people, and some people in this room, have been demanding a new show based on Sean P. Diddy Combs' assistant and the trials and tribulations that their life must entail. Right, Chip? Chip, real?
0%.
Oh, see, I thought that was you that was... No. Well, it's happening anyway.
Diddy's still around?
Apparently. And he has an assistant. Hmm. We want to know about their life. It's going to be called The Hustle.
The Hustle.
It's about a small-town girl who lands a job working as an assistant to a, quote, street-educated billionaire business mogul and has to use her wits to survive in a wild, over-the-top whirlwind of extravagance, sex, drugs, rock and roll. And Diddy will produce
the show.
Yeah,
what a surprise. This is Diddy saying, let's figure out a TV show about me.
Yeah.
That's really great, that shows what I do through my assistant's eyes.
Yeah. You in?
What the hell?
I mean, look, I'm not in.
No.
But no.
But it is an interesting job that those people who are personal assistants to folks like Diddy, it's an interesting life they lead, I bet. The things that they do, the people that they encounter, the problems that they come up against. I mean, that's the type of thing that could be done well.
It's not going to be, though.
No?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, look at what poor Precious goes through on Empire every week. I mean, that place, what you know, the FBI coming in and all the other stuff that's happening. I mean, no 2 days are the same for that girl.
That's a TV show, though, B.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
Her name isn't Precious. That was actually just a role.
Okay.
All right.
Whatever.
Dance mom, Abby Lee Miller. You know her, the one that yells at those kids, like, kickball change, get it. No? Nobody watches
that
show?
No. Isn't that all of them?
Yeah, but this one in particular. Okay. She is in big trouble. She is being accused of hiding $750,000 of income from creditors after filing for bankruptcy in 2010. She's been indicted on 20 different counts related to the scheme. And she could face 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine for each charge.
Wow.
I think
when Beer Mug talked to her, I'm pretty sure they covered that. Let's go to the tape and see if that came up.
Abby Lee Miller from Lifetime's Dance Moms here at the Teen Choice Awards. What is it like being a dance mom, being coined as a dance mom? Is that a good thing?
Dance mom. Do you watch the show?
What are you?
I'm the dance teacher. I own the studio. Yeah.
You have kids?
No.
I'm so sorry. I can't lie, but tell the K-Rock audience a little bit about the show and myself, who haven't seen it.
I guess they didn't get to the IRS part, but
I thought they would.
Oh.
With that exhaustive interview.
He is magic.
He's the best.
All of these stars were born on today, the 15th of October. Skateboard legend Stacy Peralta is 58. Actress Vanessa Marcel is 47. Dominic West is 46. Anyone watching The Affair?
No.
No.
Oh.
No interest.
There was Full Frontal on The Affair.
Okay.
On Sunday.
But not the good kind, though, right?
Yeah, it was. Rapper Ginuwine is 46. We're going to have some Ginuwine coming up later. I don't know if these people deserve it. But
okay.
7 o'clock people, they deserve it.
It's 7 o'clock, but okay, I understand what you're saying.
Well,
right now it's 7. I'm just saying this second it's 7 o'clock.
Twitter was down.
Okay.
Everything's whacked.
All right.
I'm Allie McKay, and for Ralph Garman.
We want to talk to you at 1-800-520-1067. It's Kevin and Beans. What's good? Hit it, Steve.
Like we always do at this time. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and testify. On your mind, your time to shine. Come on and call us up and notify. What are we missing and not talking about? Call up, so we could be down. 1-800-520-1067.
What's good?
What's good?
What's good?
Good batch of calls here. Thaddeus, you hold on. Martha as well. Matt, we'll try to get to you. But let's start with our man Mike. He's on line one. Pico Rivera is where he's at, and he's calling us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Hi, what's going on? What's good?
I was calling to see if you guys seen the American Horror Story. Oh, like that crazy...
The hotel one? I haven't seen it yet,
yeah.
No.
Oh, my God. It was so disturbing and so crazy. I just wanted to get your guys' opinion on that, like having that kind of... like raw material on television.
It involved drills, right, Mike?
What's that?
It involved drills.
It involved like a rape. Yeah, like a drill. I don't know if you can say
that. Seems troubling.
Yeah,
I haven't watched it yet, but I do usually love it, and it is usually pretty disturbing.
It's pretty dark, yeah.
Yeah, super dark.
Are you on board, or was that a deal breaker?
No. That, like, kind of shook me.
Okay. Are you on board, or was that a deal breaker?
Deal breaker.
Deal breaker, okay.
So you didn't watch the second one. That was it.
Well, no. Well, my wife, she recorded it, and we watched the first one last night. And
okay.
Yeah, that just kind of rocked me a little bit.
So then you were like, all right, good enough. I don't like seeing that either. I'm sorry.
Is the most terrifying show on television. I mean, it really is. And you brought up a great point about how do we feel about it being on TV, because Ryan Murphy in this show, he does push the limits. He's doing stuff every season that no one's doing on television before. And I know that's a lot of people like that. I'm very squeamish about the butt, though. So that episode may be too much for me.
Lots of like kind of like butt crack nudity, like they are pushing it big time.
Yeah, being all squeamish about the butt. That's
very
what we're
squeamish about the butt is.
Thank you very much for the call, sir.
Said.
Thank you, Mike.
Very much appreciate it, Mike. Let's go to Thaddeus, Granada Hills, line two. Up next on Kevin and Bean's What's Good.
Hey, Thaddeus.
Hey,
what's going on? What's good?
How are you guys? How are you guys doing?
We are good. Thank you.
I called to talk about the 2016 Olympics in Rio.
Okay. Yes. All right.
And so you guys heard about the drug scandal in the Rio World Cup, right?
Wait, there's a drug story coming out of Brazil? Are you kidding me? That country seems so clean.
Yeah, I know. What the hell?
How is it affecting the Olympics, though? Are you worried about that?
Yeah, I'm worried about that. I'm worried that, like what Michael Phelps has gone through, like the freaking weed thing that he's been... accused of. I mean, I like Michael Phelps. I'm a swimmer like him, but I want to go to the Olympics, but I couldn't get to this one because I had a knee injury. But
all right, so you're a little off topic. Is your concern? Yeah.
What was
Michael
your sport?
Phelps has been. He's a swimmer. Michael Phelps
How
has
far,
been talking
though?
About coming back, and you're saying you're wondering if he will be able to because of drugs. I'm having trouble tracking with you, son.
Oh no! Well, I think the Olympics will be affected by, and will be viewed as another drug running thing for the people in Rio as well, like in the World Cup.
Right.
Well, I hope that's true. That sounds like an efficient way to take care of business.
I think that's...
Why don't people like this segment?
Is that good?
That's a great question, Allie. Kevin, why have I not heard you yet say you're going to the Rio Olympics in Brazil next August?
Working on it, man.
Because you love the Olympics and you love Brazil. It seems like this would have everything for
you. Those are my peeps.
Yeah.
Those are your peeps.
Yeah.
All right. Let's try Martha Downey up next, line three. No talk of swimming, please. Hey, Martha.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good. What's good?
You know what? Our whole family is a Dodger fan. My 12-year-old daughter, who kind of doesn't know anything about baseball, but she loves Back to the Future. A few days ago, she said, Mom, why are you guys even watching the baseball games? I'm like, what do you mean, watching the baseball games? The Cubs are the champions. I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, it's 2015, and it was said in Back to the Future, Part 2, that the Cubs win. So right away, she's like, stop watching it. The Cubs have already won.
Wow.
I kind of like
awesome.
Her thinking.
Martha, that is actually,
she's
my
favorite
kid of
yours.
Very sad news for Dodgers fans to hear that. But, I mean, look, if it's in Back to the Future 2, it has to come true, right?
Well, I mean, look at the hoverboards are coming out. And
right?
Like,
right.
People are even wearing their inside pockets from their pants. They're sticking them out.
It's
so.
Crazy time.
It's happening. It's all happening. Congratulations. I think the Cubs should just go ahead and celebrate. Thank you for the call. We appreciate that.
All right. Let's try Amy Long Beach Line 5. I have a feeling that Allie and I are going to be on one side of this conversation, and Chip and Kev are going to be on the other. Amy, hi. You're on the air. What's good?
Hey. So, yeah, this is not towards Kevin because he's just a Grinch, but have any of you guys walked into Macy's home in the last week?
No, why?
I hope not.
Okay, they have all of their Christmas trees up, and I literally almost had a meltdown.
All right, but
a meltdown of happiness, Amy?
Yes, a meltdown of tears of joy. And the best part is they have a treat tree that has gumballs and cupcakes and cakes and lollipops. And then they have
right, now I'm in.
Right? Kevin's in now.
Oh, you have to just experience it. You're not going to want to leave.
Did it strike you as a little strange halfway through October, though? No?
No.
No, we're okay. Consumers, and this is what we like.
All right, take it easy, Amy.
Absolutely.
Amy, you're brilliant. I love you.
You are
call
the best.
Every day.
Year-round Christmas is where we should be at. This is a good start. Thank you for the call. Happy holidays to you, my dear. Let's do one more, and it's going to be Matt, Los Angeles, Line 4. Very important question he has for us.
Hey, Matt.
Actually, it's Kermit D. Frog here.
Nope.
Really wanted to get...
No, it isn't. As a matter of fact.
What's good?
Look at that hair.
It's powerful.
It's powerful, Adam Ray.
It's majestic.
That's pretty
strong.
Wow,
majestic.
Yeah, it's majestic.
Not even my mom would say that about my hair.
What are you going for here? What's the Lion King vibe you got going on?
What are you going for? That's always like a very passive dude way of being like, even I don't think that's going to work out for you. What are you going for? You know what?
Is that what your hair looks like when you don't do anything to it?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Well, you know what? I put a hat on even, and not even, like, I'm at the point where I don't even have hat hair. Even my hair is like, you think a hat's going to hold me back?
Yeah. I feel like it would just pop a hat right off.
Yeah, it pretty much
does. That hair could not be held down, man.
No. It's like Brad's butt when he tries to put on jeans.
Whoa.
You know? The jeans just pop off.
You're still a young man, and you don't have to worry about this for a few more years.
Erectile dysfunction?
No. I'm saying you're glorious head of hair. You must already have friends your age who
balding?
Are resenting you because, because they've got the hairline that's receding.
And I didn't realize how fortunate I was to be in the world of not losing hair until I got to about this stage in life. But I guess even when I went back to my 10-year high school reunion, there were a handful of dudes that had completely lost it. And they
you're
were just
blessed,
like,
man.
And they were the ones who would be like, wow. Look at you, huh? Still rocking a brush every now and then? I'm like, what? Because I hadn't yet been in a position to where, like, that was now something to be
that's so weird.
Desired. You know, and they're like, yeah, what? And they're like, cool, man. I'm like, well, yeah, but you got a family and two beautiful kids. Like, yeah, man, that's whatever. I mean, look at you, though.
Look at your hair.
Look at that head.
And it wasn't about your career or anything?
No,
it was just the hair.
Just the hair.
Wow,
man.
That's pretty sweet.
You know, yeah. So,
quite an accomplishment. Adam Ray, of course, is a very famous actor and comedian. He has many things going on, including an upcoming date at the Improv on October 23rd. I can't wait to talk about it because it sounds like it's going to be a super good night. But
yeah,
let's get right to the thing. The reason we were excited to have you is you posted this on Facebook about a week ago, a little more.
Yeah.
Please pray for me. On Thursday, October 8th, I leave on a 4-day concert cruise to the Bahamas, opening for New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
I've been told this cruise houses 3,000 diehard female fans and a sweet pizza buffet. Adam, I can't imagine anything better/worse than going on a New Kids on the Block cruise. I feel like it would be everything.
Yeah, it's exactly what you think it would be, except for not and way worse and way better. It was.
I don't understand that. But.
Well, okay. So first of all, when I was 7, I had 3 dreams. I wanted to be the ice cream man when I grew up. That didn't work out. I wanted to be in the NBA, and my mom was like, "Adam, there are no Jews in the NBA." Which, you know, she's right because you've never heard any commentator be like, Rosenbaum for 3 or, you know, Weinstein at the line for 2 free throws. You know how he loves those. So but my other dream was to eventually hang out with the New Kids on the Block.
That's funny and all, but...
Joking.
Yeah.
No,
cruises,
so,
though. Cruises can be brutal.
The fan cruise...
Because you can't get off.
Yeah, it's a captive audience.
You can't.
Oh, you can get off. You just can't
I'm
get
saying,
off the boat.
Nice.
Oh.
No, you know what he's saying. You, let's see. There, There was video that I looked up because I was like, how can I get some sort of like an idea of what this is going to potentially be like?
Because this wasn't the first year they did the New Kids Cruise.
No, this is their seventh cruise.
Wow.
Oh, man. Okay.
So I YouTubed New Kids Cruise and saw – the first video I saw was what happens like an hour into being on the boat once they take off, which is they pack all 3,000 women under the top deck and they're just packed in there. And Donnie Wahlberg comes out. They all come out and Donnie leads them in an oath.
Okay.
Which is basically like – where he just goes, repeat after me, blockheads. I will have the greatest effing time of my life. I will have the greatest effing time of my life. I will leave all the BS behind and all the drama because I deserve this. Because I deserve this. Like, and so I see this video clip online and I immediately text Joey. I go, what the hell am I getting into, man? I don't know if I want to go anymore.
So you had already accepted the gig.
Yes, because Brad was supposed to come with me. This was going to be a buddy trip similar to Cabo. And so when Brad bailed... because of the movie he's doing, I was very apprehensive to go by myself. I was like, I can't go solo. I was like, why? You know, and then you start getting all like...
Although they're all single.
I mean, that crossed my mind. But I was very judgmental myself. Like, why would you go by yourself on a New Kids Cruise? But then I was like, hey, man, you're buds with Joey. Like, go hang.
So you were buds with Joey from when?
So we met on The Heat. We actually didn't shoot any scenes together, but because he was in Melissa's, like, Boston family, and all my scenes were with Melissa.
He was great
and Sandra.
In that movie, too,
he was
by the way.
Hilarious. He's a great actor.
He's really funny.
He's very funny too. He even says he's a comic at heart. He's got great timing. He's just, he was great on our podcast. And so at the Heat premiere party in New York, at the end of the night, it was still drinking and just hanging out was the casting director, Allison Jones, and her niece and nephew, myself, my buddy from the fifth grade who'd driven up from D.C., Joey McIntyre, and Ben Affleck, and a couple of girls that were there. I think that he was talking to. And so Joey and I started chumming it up, and then we just became buds. And
became
he comes
friends.
Out to shows out, because he lives in L.A. And, dudes need very little information to bond, too. It's just like, what's up, man? You like sports? Dude, you like food? Dude, I love food. Like, dude, we are really connecting.
Tell me about a woman, and I assume it's 99% women that go on this cruise, right?
Pretty much. I mean, there are a handful of like married dudes with their wives, which I like.
Oh, those
had
dudes
a lot
just
of respect.
Must have poor
been
guys.
So miserable.
I mean, but some of them that like the, every night, some of them were way into it, like crazy.
Really?
I mean, I was surprised how many lyrics I knew to most of the songs. but
tell me about that. The fan who is in 2015. Still so excited about New Kids on the Block, a band they probably fell in love with back when they were teenagers or in their 20s. But that would go to this step, Allie, of going
again,
on this
I
cruise.
Could help
I think
you out.
Allie wanted to go on this cruise.
I mean, are these
a
just regular people or are these crazy people, Adam?
They're regular. There's a lot of.
I'll handle this, Adam.
they're crazy, Dean. Thank you for asking.
I mean, they're all. It's. I had to step. After the first party. Where there's a party every night that went on the top deck that went from like 8 until 1. And then Donnie Wahlberg had another party in the club from like 2 until 7 a.m. Right? Every
okay.
night.
Wow.
And every night on the deck, there was a themed party. So the first night, it was a white party, which was just dressed in all white.
Right.
You racist. And and then the second night was TV character theme night. So they were encouraged to bring costumes.
You have to bring costumes?
Oh, yeah.
And
that's big on cruises.
It's part
what?
Of the fun. And yeah. these people... They it was like West Hollywood Halloween. Like this, everybody was decked out in some. I watched Joey get dry humped by Gumby and be sandwiched in between two Alfs and two Coneheads, and I was like, "This is my NyQuil dream come to life."
Are you sure you weren't just high?
Maybe a little of that too.
All right.
The leader of the cruise did have a weed pen.
did Donnie Wahlberg bring his wife Jenny McCarthy?
Yeah, she came on the show. She did
she
her Dirty Sexy Funny radio show two times because they have all these events. They are so generous with their fans, which is so amazing to watch. And then you see these people go crazy for their dressing up for these outfits, and then just the amount of interaction they have. They jump in the crowd. They're going in dancing with everybody, taking as many pictures as possible because everyone is so selfie driven.
Sure,
and because want
that's
their
new autograph.
That's their new autograph. And I mean, they're very aggressive too. Like these girls are just like, I pay for this cruise. I will get. And then just
a surprise.
And they hold the hand up. Sometimes they don't even say. And I was talking to Joe about this. He's like, it's crazy because they don't even like say hello sometimes. Like, you know, before the phones, they would, you know, maybe come up. If somebody had to take a picture, they would have a moment like, hey, like, I'm a big fan, blah, 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 or just have a little bit of a conversation. Now it's like they don't even say anything. They will like.
You might as well be a statue that they're standing
totally.
Next to.
But, you know, you pay for the experience.
I know there are other bands who do these these cruises, like the Weezer one and a few others.
Goo Goo Dolls, I think, did one. Not that I go to goo-goo-dolls.com every morning to see when they're going to be sailing away.
That's going to be a sad little one right there.
When the fans first get on, they're so excited. And for many of them, this is somebody they've been, quote-unquote, in love with for 30 years. And they're going to be in the same place at the same time. They're going to meet that person. And, oh, my God, this is the greatest moment of my life. But after a day, 2 days, 3 days, then is it just everybody's just kind of friends at that point? Like, it's not a big deal to be hanging out with a new kid anymore?
Great question. I mean, I think I had a little bit more backstage access to the dudes and to, like, building actual rapport.
What?
I think Kevin hit that for your backstage access comment. I think.
Oh, nice. Backstage access to the dudes. I walked right into that one. Boy, it's a little too early for me to pick up on stuff like that. All right, thank God for the bell.
Yeah. It rings itself, Todd.
So, to get to know them, but like the people, it is like camp in a way. Like, you see the same people every
that
day.
That can be great and it can be bad.
Totally.
And
like, not having Brad, I would, when they would be doing their photo ops from 11 to 2, or they would do a match game in one of the theaters, or all these events, I would, walk around for a couple hours by myself just to, like, and be
just look for leftovers, you know what I mean?
I'm one of the very few guys on this boat. I can do it.
I chatted up these four women from Denmark who were all in their 50s. and then a guy named Haide, who was from Japan, who the only English he spoke, he goes, "Only English I know is Nuki lyrics."
Oh, wow. So he just recited Right Stuff and Hanging Tough to you?
Step by step. And he, on the last night, the last party, Donnie Wahlberg put him on his shoulders on this little stage on the top deck and danced around, got off. The dude broke down, started crying, this guy Haide, and said that was the greatest moment of his life.
Wow.
His shirt, by the way, said, "My name is Haide and I'm from Japan." And he wore that the whole cruise. And he was there by himself.
Wow.
Right?
Adam, this is the voice of a comedian, actor Adam Ray here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're talking about his recent cruise with New Kids on the Block and their fans. What do the New Kids fans now think about the Backstreet Boys now that those two have kind of joined forces to become a super touring group?
I think there's some animosity for sure.
It's on.
I think, yeah.
Do you have to choose? You can't like them both?
It's on. Yeah, it's on, man. Those two Jets and Sharks all the way. Don't see them in the back alley of an IHOP. It'll go down. I think New Kids were there first, and I think they kind of set the tone for that whole world.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard.
Are you wading into it right now?
So funny.
You are, aren't you?
Hey, I'm deep.
You are throwing down the gauntlet.
I mean,
race
look,
war.
I don't think
race
this is.
War's on,
I don't think this has
it's going down. It's going down.
I don't think it's. It's not a race war. It is a war, but not a race war.
What the cruise director told me, he goes, Backstreet Cruises. He goes, the girls are 10 years younger. He goes, and more foreign. So he was like, he goes, a lot of Brazilian women in their 20s.
Dude.
And so did you say, how do I sign up for that?
And I said, when are those dates? And can I perform?
You hit your worst in the wrong
Backstreet
wagon.
Material. Yeah.
All right, listen, we got to take a break. Adam Ray is here. We're going to talk about the great event coming up next Tuesday at the Hollywood Improv, which is the About Last Night live podcast with Adam and his good friend and podcast partner, Brad Williams. We'll talk about that. And we also have tape. Don't think we don't, Adam.
What's
of
that?
You. Singing with the New Kids from the ship. And we're going to play that too when we come back. More with our guests right after this on K-Rock. Talking Sports with Jim Rome coming up in about 20 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, our friend Adam Ray, comedian, actor, on Twitter at Adam Ray Comedy, AdamRayTV.com is in studio. He's the sixth New Kid. I think that's fair to say at this point.
I think it is fair to say at this point. I mean, I got a picture. And the first night of shows when I did stand up before him, I was wearing an outfit that looked like I should be in the group. Like, they all had, their black or blue, navy blue leather attires.
And sure, of course.
I was wearing, the one pair of tighter, snug jeans I have and a blue shirt. And the hair was poofy.
Did anyone mistake you for a new kid?
Girls made jokes about me being the sixth one,
okay,
but
they knew.
But they were also very hammered. These girls also, it's their breakaway from their lives. It's escape from their families. They came to party, so like they get so drunk so quick, and
we haven't left the dock yet.
They don't know how to pace themselves.
Yeah,
which you learn how to do on a cruise. You learn how to do that. You learn how to poop, swaying back and forth.
I don't feel we need those details.
The ship.
Yeah.
You know when the ship is
I understand.
But these girls, These girls, I heard some of the drunkest conversations, and it was like maybe 2 hours into the cruise leaving, and these girls outside the, one of the elevators, and one of them just goes, "Hey, Kelly, so can hey, can I just say something before we get off on our adventure here? I just want to like, just like, don't do what you do like this week, okay? Like, let me just be me. It's just my time. I'm away from Trevor and the kids, and I just." Let me do, if I fall down the stairs and break my leg, it's let me fall. It's my leg. Let me break it. Let me be me. And then at the end of it, she buttons, and this is just so beautiful and was so indicative of the whole crew. She goes, just don't tell me how to be. Don't just let me life my life. And I turned around and I was like, who said that and what do they look like? Shades came up so quick. And her friend, this was so beautiful, was just as drunk. So she didn't even skip a beat to even like try to like reason with the legitimacy of that statement. So right. She was like, I'm lit life your life. I'm not going to don't. Why would I stop you from doing that? And then they like hugged and I was like, oh, life my life. Like that's such a great, I want to make hashtag life my life shirts, New Kid Cruise 2015.
Tell me how you ended up on stage singing, performing with the New Kids on the Block.
Well, so this was the last night, Joey McIntyre does something called Duets at Dusk where he takes submissions from fans to sing a duet with him. All these people were incredible singers, and Joe asked me to come up at one point, and he'd ask me a couple questions about the cruise and how it was going, and then we would sing something. But we didn't really have any time to rehearse, and his musical director, this guy Rob Lewis, who's also does it for Christina Aguilera and Boys to Men, this incredible musician, he was on piano for all these duets. And so I'm quickly, about 10 minutes before they're about to go on, I'm like, Rob, like, are there some ballads? Like, I wrote some lyrics to kind of just sum up my experience on the cruise, and I'll improvise, sing them to whatever you're going to play. And like, I've done this before at the Comedy Store and whatnot, so I'm comfortable. But he's like, dude, I would really like to rehearse. Like, I'm like, well, what ballads are in your wheelhouse? Like, Casey and JoJo's All My Life, Brian Adams, Everything I Do It For You. I'm listening like all the slow dance songs from like my eighth grade dance. And he's like, dude, we got to rehearse. So then they walk down, and then I was about to say, Joe, don't bring me up, because like, he was like, just sing it a cappella, bro. And I was like, no, like, I got to have music.
Not that comfortable.
Because I was going to be following a kid who did The Girl Is Mine and crushed it. So then I look at my phone and I had Say Something on karaoke. Don't ask me why. And it was on my phone, and I asked one of the other music guys, I go, can we just plug this into my phone and play that? Because I'll sing over that. And then he goes, dude, Rob knows that by heart. He plays that with Christina all the time on the road. So
she was on that Great Big World.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So that was literally 5 minutes before Joe calls me up. So I quickly write these lyrics to like the how the song goes, because I didn't completely know how many verse to chorus. And then just sang, and then he brought me up, and we winged it. And I mean, you know, it was, I had some funny, but made it sweet to cater towards them. And it was
awesome. Say something, cause I just puked up on you. Yeah. Sorry, I got it on your Gucci shoes. But in all seriousness, I've had a good time with all you. New Kid fans are the best.
Oh, man.
Someone wants to get laid
so
on the last
late.
Night of the cruise.
I stayed up till
Pander.
Pander.
Yeah, you have in to. All
you have
apps.
To. You have to.
Adam, how many times more did you score?
I mean.
How many times? How many
this
times?
Is not,
more
this
than
is
10?
Not the show. No, that's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a four-day cruise, though.
I'm not an animal, but I had a good time. And did I life my life? Maybe I did.
You did life your life.
Your life.
All right. Before we run out of time, two things, Adam. Number one, about last night, very successful
yes.
podcast.
Oh,
you guys
thanks,
have done,
really.
What, 300 episodes, I
We're
say?
About to hit 200.
200,
our 200
episode
episodes. Comes out in 2 weeks. We've got Dana Carvey on Monday, then Howie Mandel, and then after that is our 200th episode, which will be just a best-of collection of highlights of all our past 200 episodes.
It's a great podcast, guys. Thanks. It's called About Last Night. It's with Adam Ray and our friend Brad Williams, and you're doing something new now, which is going to be doing it live in front
live
of the audience.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's going to be Tuesday night at the Improv, right?
We've got 8 o'clock Hollywood Improv on Melrose. Joey McIntyre, Owen Benjamin, and Brent Morin from Undateable are going to be our guests. We're going to have interviews and songs and stand-up. And some videos, and it's going to be awesome. Yeah,
Are you going to sing that song that we just heard?
We might. Well, I actually proposed the idea that Joey and I sing Endless Love and Brad Interpretive Dances with a girl on stage.
Mm. Well, that sounds like the best
dancing,
idea ever.
Anything insert Brad dance is kind of what we're trying to do. So.
Agreed.
All right, last question.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for coming in. We always enjoy spending some time with you.
I miss you guys. It's the best.
But how much are you allowed to say about Adam Ray appearing in the new Ghostbusters movie?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess I haven't seen you guys since I did that.
How about that?
Man, that was the best. All I tell you is I play the lead singer of a death metal band. And I get attacked by a
Is that from the movie? Or?
Nice. I mean, I do get to sing two songs, which is that they wrote specifically.
That's pretty awesome.
It's awesome.
Who are your scenes with, Adam?
All the Ghostbusters, baby.
With all of them?
It's the biggest scene in the movie, and it's oh man, it was awesome. It was 2 weeks, and you know, working with Paul Feig again, and just getting so comfortable with him now to where like, man, he just lets me improvise up a storm, and like, it was so awesome, and the stunts I got, it was by far the coolest thing I've done yet in acting wise, and then to get to hang with, you know, Melissa and Leslie Jones and Kate McKinnon and Kristen Wiig, they crush it, and then
plus 2 weeks in Boston.
2 weeks in Boston, and we shot at this thing.
Can't all be positive.
Yeah. Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, so it comes out in July. I think they'll probably start. You know, Paul likes to get these things cut and then do screenings in like December and January and February. So
you have a deal where he can't cut out any of your singing?
Yeah, I told him. I said, hey, Paul, if you cut me out, I will drug you and bring you on a New Kids Cruise and make you laugh your life.
Ghostbusters was one of those movies that people were very concerned that they were going to make another one. Very concerned. And then once the details started coming out, who the director was, who the stars were going to be, people were like, you know what? This is going to be awesome.
Yeah,
that's what it's starting to sound like.
Totally. And I think even – well, the haters are going to go see it because they want to go see it to hate. So that's great. But also the script is – it's Katie Dippold, who wrote The Heat, wrote this. And it's awesome. You have them. The guys who are doing the special effects did them for Guardians of the Galaxy, Matrix, and Lord of the Rings. So those are going to be on point.
Wow.
And then there's a lot of cameos that I think people have – already found out about who, you know, is going to be in it. So
yeah, you put Bill Murray in a movie, it's going to be good.
I think that kind of legitimizes, you know, the film.
Oh, that's great.
But,
very excited.
It was awesome, yeah.
All right. Again, the details, the About Last Night podcast available on iTunes. You can buy tickets at improv.com. Just $15 to see the show live next Tuesday. AdamRayTV.com is the website. On Twitter, at AdamRayComedy. Thanks for coming in, man. Great to see
you guys. Thanks, guys.
21 Pilots on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 7:54.
Thanks for listening to Kevin and Beecho here on a Thursday. By the way, tomorrow, Dr. Ken Jeong is going to be on with us talking about his new TV show. RJ Bell has picks for the weekend. We got actor Michael Chiklis in studio from the TV show Gotham. And more Muse tickets coming up both today and tomorrow here on K-Rock. Right now, time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Allie in for Ralph.
Well, we just saw Adam Ray and that majestic head of hair.
Right.
I mean, it's phenomenal. You tweeted about it, Kevin.
Agreed.
People can check it out. But there is also a new hair trend called galaxy hair.
Galaxy hair.
Listen up. I think
this
is for you. Is this
related to the soccer team or no?
Nope. That's why I said listen up. Okay. It's related to you. It's bringing geek chic to the mainstream. The idea behind galaxy hair is to dye your hair based on the colors found in the photos of galaxies found in deep space.
What?
Ranging from blues, purples, greens, sometimes reds, as well as silvery tones, typically more pigmented and less pastel.
You need to stop it, and you need to stop it right now.
Right? Here's the thing. People, A, are doing this and spending 3 to 4 hours for this process because it involves actually stripping out any natural color and then applying all different colors that fade into each other. 3 to 4 hour process just to get started. And what about touch-ups? Oh, yeah, every 2 to 3 weeks. Hmm. Bean, you in galaxy hair?
Yuck.
Come on, Bean.
Oh, Rodney.
This is the only hairstyle that is specifically for you.
Yeah. I think.
And wait, how do you pick the colors from which galaxies to put on your head? Tell me that part again.
It's based on photos of galaxies found in deep space.
Hmm.
So deep space, you know, those deep space photo.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't
so
get this
dark at all.
Yeah.
Come on,
I don't get this at all.
Do it.
I mean, you can just pick out a color wheel and go, I like this color, I like this color, I like this color.
Do that.
What's the whole deal with all the I don't even understand this. This is a trend that has leaves this reviewer cold. I'm sorry.
Wow, if they miss Bean.
Right? Who is their audience? Call us now. It's Galaxy here. 1-800. All right, moving on. Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga are going to be working together again. They're heading back into the studio for an album of songs by Cole Porter.
Bean? Look, their last record, I know Mr. Bennett is 90.
Yes.
But their last, or close to it, their last album was great.
Cheek to cheek. It was phenomenal.
Yeah, phenomenal album. Very excited to see them working together again. I'm real happy by this news.
And they're going to be in a new holiday TV commercial for Barnes & Noble as well. I just like them together.
As a couple?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. They're definitely doing it, though, right?
I hope so.
The chemistry that they have on stage?
Absolutely.
I mean, think about it. Tony Bennett, I mean, he's a baller, right? He's 90
absolutely.
If he's nailing Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga has to look at that and go, I got to do it for the story.
Absolutely. I support it. Absolutely. Well, the 100th anniversary of Frank Sinatra's birth continues with an all-star television special, Sinatra 100, an all-star Grammy concert. That's going to be on December 6th, but so far they've announced some of the lineup. We have got Tony Bennett, Garth Brooks, Alicia Keys, John Legend, Adam Levine, Carrie Underwood, and Usher. That's a lineup.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty strong.
Right?
Pretty strong. Nothing.
Kevin, you got any time in your life at all for Frank Sinatra music?
Not really.
No.
I mean, you don't hate it.
I don't hate it. I just wouldn't listen to it probably.
What about seeing any of those people do it? No.
No.
What if Queens of the Stone Age did an all Sinatra album?
I would be in then.
I thought so.
Yeah.
Jonah Hill is looking to drop 80 pounds, allegedly.
Okay.
And apparently he has hired something called a fat whisperer. Put him on a strict cleanse, works out with them 3 days a week, and meditates with this guru. Word is they're getting to the root of emotional issues so he can keep the weight off, and he's already lost 20 pounds. I think that's just a trainer. I think that's just L.A. that's just someone you hire to tell you what to do.
Talk softly, maybe.
Yes. I don't know if I believe
now, it. Now, myself, I'm a sort of tubby, out of shape, unathletic person. How hard would it be to work with someone like me and to get him busting moves like you?
It's a good question, Muggs.
Mm-hmm. That is a great question, and none of us have the answers. All of these stars were born on today, the 15th
of October.
Actor Dominic West is 46. Skateboard legend Stacy Peralta is 58. Actress Vanessa Marcel is 47. And arguably top five songs to strip to belongs to this man. Rapper Ginuwine is turning 46. Because his pony
is a pony?
Yeah, he has an actual stable. And he's like, come on, ride it, jump on it, my pony.
Do you still stand by your pledge made in 2008 to provide a pony for every American?
Yes, I do, sir.
Anytime it's pony time, it's good time in America.
Yeah, he's got a barn. Whole area out in Greenwich, Connecticut.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you come on over, ride my pony, and you're like, hey, that's so fun, Ginuwine. I'm going to make you smell it.
Whoa. I did not like that.
What just happened?
You're Ally McKay for Ralph Garber with the Showbiz Beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 7 minutes after 8 o'clock.
And that time of the week that we look forward to so much when we catch up with our friend Jim Rome from the Jim Rome Show, heard on 980 AM The Beast from 9 till noon every day and across this great land of ours. Plus Jim Rome on Showtime. How are you, Mr. Rome, sir?
Kevin, Bean, good morning, guys. What's up?
It's great to have you on. We were discussing with your friend Kevin earlier today that if every baseball game was like the seventh inning of last night's Blue Jays-Rangers game, he would love baseball. Was it the craziest thing you've ever seen in baseball, what went down last night?
Yes. Yes, it really was. I've never seen a game like that. That was the most bizarre inning in a postseason ever. I mean, you might see a catcher try to throw the ball back to the pitcher, and it might hit the batter. That's pretty unusual, but you will see that. But you'll never see it happen with a runner on third, have that runner score, have it happen late in a postseason elimination game. That has never happened before, and I would be shocked if it ever happened again. All hyperbole aside, that was one of the strangest, coolest things I have ever seen in any sport.
Let me ask a question about the replay, though. Is it took 18 minutes. That seems like a long, 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 long time.
Yeah, it took way too long. Right? The thing is, with instant replay, because the technology is there, to me, I don't care so much how long it takes as long as they get it right, and they got it right, but it should not have taken nearly that long to get that right. I mean, the rule is pretty simple. If the batter's in the box and he makes no attempt to block or disrupt the throw, it's no interference and it's a live ball. So it should not have taken them nearly as long to figure that out. But the only thing worse than it taking that long is if they would have butchered it and got it wrong.
Yeah, that's a good point. What do you make of three infielders for the Texas Rangers making consecutive errors? Plays that they would have made 99 out of 100 times. They all fell apart one right after another. Is that just, there's just a ghost in the room and there's nothing they can do about it? It just was just one of those crazy things that happens?
Now, you know what that is? It's awfully hard to play the game when you've got both hands around your throat. It's awfully hard to catch the baseball when you've got both hands around your throat. They imploded. I mean, they simply melted down. They went into the tank. They choked, whatever you want to call it. But they self-destructed, and that's what that was all about. They did not play with the type of poise and composure that they had to play with, and they let that thing get away.
You almost never see a professional team fall apart like that.
No, and not on that stage either.
Right.
I mean, you almost never, ever, ever see that. The other great thing about that, and I'm not sure where you guys come out, but there's this whole thing about, quote, respecting the game. When Jose Bautista hit that shot, and he stopped to admire it, and he had that bat toss, which was absolutely awesome. The pitcher who gave up that shot, Sam Dyson, got all bent, talking about how you got to respect the game. That's the type of garbage that goes on when kids play wiffle ball in the backyard. I mean, these guys got to stop with that nonsense, the respect the game. When you hit a shot like that, you can admire it as long as you want, throw the bat as far as you want. And it's pretty ridiculous to think he's just going to lower his head and run to first base.
And you don't think it reflects? Look, I think I agree with you, but I understand.
I agree 100%. If you want to be right, you'll agree with me.
You don't think there? I mean, is it disrespectful? Yes, the player is admiring his own accomplishments. It's 452 feet. Yeah, that's a powerhouse shot. But is it disrespectful to the other team to kind of rub salt in the wounds at their most hurtful moment?
They would say yes. They would say yes. And this whole thing about the code, unless you've actually played that game on that level, and none of us have, I guess you can't really crack that code. It's indecipherable. But God, stop already with taking the emotion out of the game. If you don't want a guy to look at the ball, don't give up a 750-foot home run. It literally was one of the biggest home runs in the history of that franchise. It's ridiculous to think this guy's just going to put his head down, lay the bat down gently, and jog to first base.
Right?
It was awesome.
Pitch better. If you don't want that to happen, pitch better.
But, keep him in the house.
And I'm not a baseball fan, but I can't imagine. He didn't know that was going to happen. The batter,
no.
Of course, he didn't know it was going to be that good, so he didn't plan it out and try to offend everybody.
It was cool. It was raw. He has to wear that.
Yep.
The pitcher gave up that bomb. It's probably still traveling right now. Wear it, Sam.
The pitcher's going to beam him, you know, when they meet up next season, right? So is that respecting the game?
Beam him, like beam me up, Scotty?
I think
he's
meant
beam.
Beam
him. Beam.
You don't beam a person.
You're right. They have memories like elephants. They've got their own kind of vigilanteism, and they enforce their own. They'll remember that. In the meantime, wear it.
All right. So it's Blue Jays Chiefs playing for the American League crown. We still don't
Royals,
know.
Royals, not Chiefs. Royals.
Well, I'm sorry. Listen to me.
Beam.
Wrong answer.
We still don't know who the National League teams are going to be until tonight. Game 5 is going to be Dodgers-Mets. Now, I thought this was interesting. The last time the Dodgers played a winner-take-all game was back in 1988 for the NL Championship Series. They played against the Mets. They won that game 6-0, went on to win the World Series, of course, that year. Oral Hershiser was the winning pitcher on the mound for the Blue that night. He will be there at Dodger Stadium tonight throwing out the ceremonial first pitch. That's a nice setup for another Dodgers win tonight.
Someone's been doing some research.
Yeah.
Dropping knowledge. You know what? Tuesday night was huge, and not just because it kept them alive and sent them home with a chance to win it all, but it should end all that noise about Clayton Kershaw being a choker in the postseason. The guy manned up. He pitched on short rest. He did it on the road in an extremely hostile environment, so I just want to make that point. He shut them down. Pressure goes back to the Mets. They had a 2-1 lead. They had a chance to close it out, and they couldn't. And now they've got to get on a plane, deal with Zach Greinke, some geeked-up Dodger fans, Oral Hershiser. Good luck with all that. I feel very good about the Dodgers tonight.
I do too. All right. One more topic that we need with our friend Jim Rome here on the Kevin and Bean Show, and that is, I know you spent a lot of time yesterday on your show talking to listeners about the Lamar Odom situation. Our takeaway is the poor man has an addiction. It's very sad what he's going through, and obviously we hope he pulls through and wish him nothing but the best. There were some other people not so kind on your show yesterday, Jim.
You know, you guys are right. That's, I have the same exact take that you do. I got into it with some of my listeners when I said that Lamar Odom is a good dude. He's a good dude with a tragic life, and immediately listeners started to fire back with, he's not a good dude. Good dudes don't do drugs. Good dudes don't hang out with hookers. He's not a good guy. And I'm going to stand by it. He is a good dude with a good heart who made some really bad choices. He's had some really bad things happen to him. I mean, we're talking about a guy whose father was a heroin addict. His mother died of cancer when he was 12. He had a 6.5-month-old son who died of sudden infant death syndrome. I mean, there's more tragedy in that lifetime right there than most will ever have. So I'm going to stand by that. I think it's tragic. I think it's sad. Good guy, big heart, but he's made some bad decisions, and he's got some demons that just are way bigger than him.
There are some people who just don't, they don't look at addiction like they look at other diseases, though. They think that somehow you have a choice on that. But for most people who are addicted, they don't.
Lucky stars. If they don't know addiction, or they don't know someone affected by addiction, they need to thank their lucky stars.
Yeah, I don't think it's as simple as that, right? It's not as simple as that guy does drugs, he's a bad guy.
Yeah,
I know a lot of bad guys that don't do drugs. I know some bad guys that do drugs. I can give you a long list of really bad, bad guys. He's not one of them. To me, it's a really sad story.
Absolutely.
Well said, Jim. As always, the Jim Rome Show airs 9 to noon today on AM 980 The Beast. Look for Jim Rome on Showtime as well. Great talking to you, sir. We'll do it again next Thursday.
You guys are the best. Thanks so much.
Guilty, 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 guilty.
Christine, did you sentence anyone to death when you were dirty to you this week?
It was total death penalty. No.
And it only took 2 days, which is odd for a death penalty.
That's the whole point of being on a jury, is so you can send someone to the chair.
I'm really sorry to disappoint you, V. No one died.
All right, here's the thing. Christine, who is the associate producer here on the Kevin and Bean Show, just completed jury duty. And it really chaps my hide because I desperately want to be on a jury. I mean, it is a lifelong ambition. In my entire life, decades of being available to the jury system, paying taxes, having a driver's license, being registered to vote, being doing all the things that should get me on the list.
Right. At some point, you're going to have to accept the government is just saying no. No, thank you, sir.
I got one jury summons one time, like 7 years ago, and I went down there, and I'd been there about 20 minutes, and they said, no jury for you, and they sent me home. So it really burns me how many times you've gotten the call, Christine. This was like the fifth time you've gotten a jury summons, right?
Yep, my fifth time. Wow.
And Kevin has gotten 20 of them.
How dare you, sir.
And manages to figure out some way to get out of every single one.
I would not do that because that is not the American way.
What's the mood like, Christine, when you were down there this week? Where'd you go, by the way, first of all? What courthouse?
Downtown to the criminal courthouse.
Okay.
So it's where they do all the actual real crime stuff, not the misdemeanors.
And how many people in the pool along with you that they could have chosen the jury from?
I want to say we started off with something like maybe 300 people or something like that.
Wow.
It was a big group.
And most of those people are trying desperately to not serve on a jury, right?
Yes.
And how do they go about doing that? Because once you've already accepted the fact that, all right, I can't ignore it, I can't pretend that I didn't get it, I'm actually going to get dressed and take the day off from work and go down to the courthouse, what's the move once you get down there in front of a court administrator to try to not be put on a jury?
Well, I think first you hope that you don't get called into the actual courtroom. So you're sitting there and everyone is so bummed when they like read the names off, right? And I was part of one of those huge groups. Like, I've heard this before at other times when I was called for jury duty, where they'll call like 100 people to a courtroom and you think, okay, they're only going to choose 12 people. What's the likelihood they're going to choose me, right?
And it's always you?
This time it was me.
Okay.
And so they had like dismissed people and they were dismissing people and they were dismissing
people. What were people trying? Did you get a sense people were trying to get out of it even at that point?
Oh, yeah.
I'm here for jury duty, but I don't want to serve.
You know,
most people probably say it's a financial hardship, right? I would imagine that's number one, because a lot of people might have a job where they don't get reimbursed by their employer, and they literally can't afford to miss their shift at Applebee's or whatever,
I don't think anyone used that excuse that I remember.
Okay.
There were a few people who definitely claimed that they had parents or kids they had to take care of.
Okay.
So that was, you know, there was no one else who can take care of my elderly parent. There's no one else
that
can pick up my
kid's school.
No.
What? That doesn't work?
No.
Because that, by the way, let me just say this. If somebody's telling the truth when they say that,
That sounds like a legitimate reason to not have to be on a jury. You know what I mean? If you literally are taking care of an old person or a kid, but I guess the problem is so many people would make that up and lie about it that there's no way for them to know who's telling the truth.
Right. I think they try to use any excuse, and you have the standard ones that people always say to say.
Right.
But
they don't buy those anymore.
No.
Like, they pretty much have cut out all ways to get out of jury duty.
Yes.
We've talked about on the show before, you know, because Kevin has thought of everything that he possibly can.
I would serve if asked. Just want to put that out there.
It's very American of you.
Yeah.
Did anyone try any of our classics, like I Can Tell Somebody's Guilty Just by Looking at Them,
yes.
for instance?
Really?
Yes.
And were they trying to be funny?
No.
They weren't.
100% serious. I was actually, by about 20 people in, I was literally going to raise my hand and be like, I'll just do it. Seriously. Like, can we just get through this process?
Let's just cut to the chase because
you could not believe, like, people literally, I really truly believe that they were 100% confident that if they tried to express that they were a bad person, that they would be dismissed. And that's lot of what this was.
So it's like, they won't want to pick me because of the things I say.
Yes.
Wow.
Remember that 30 Rock episode where Tina Fey, Liz Lemon, got called for jury duty and she was going to play crazy. So she dressed up like Princess Leia. Do you remember this one, Allie? She dressed up like Princess Leia from Star Wars and went down the jury, figuring there's no way they're going to put Princess Leia on the jury, but they made her serve anyway.
Allie did send me a day before an idea to go in costume.
Yes.
To the
as Sexy Pizza Rat.
Right.
I indeed did. And she did. She didn't. And guess what?
She was picked.
Jury duty.
Got picked for jury.
Yeah.
By the way, we are going to take your calls on this at 1-800-520-1067. If you have a story about trying to get out of jury duty, whether it worked or not, I would be curious to hear. 1-800-520-1067. Or you can text us at the number 2-KROQ. I've heard of people who smear feces all over their bodies to get out of a jury.
No.
What?
For reals.
You've not heard that.
I have
on.
Absolutely.
On
I've
TV.
Seen that more than one
on
time. I've
TV
seen that
show.
In the news.
That's
no,
like
no, no.
Urban
in
the legend.
News.
Yeah.
Right? In
I'm
the
checking.
News.
Snopes. In the news.
All right, you look it up.
All right.
How about they wouldn't have been arrested unless they were guilty? How about that?
No one said that one.
Oh, that's Ooh, good.
That might be a good one to
yeah.
use. Casey writes in, hey gang, I won't have time to call in today, but I wanted to share this tip. My fiance played hockey with a lawyer from a very famous law firm, to remain anonymous. This guy said that the surefire way to get out of jury duty is to say you are a Jehovah's Witness and that you believe only God can judge your fellow man.
Wow.
So you're basically telling the court that you can't be a
judge.
Juror. You're basically
you can't be a judge because of your religious beliefs. Casey goes on to say, but come on, don't get out of jury duty. It
right,
beats a regular day at work, and you're helping our country. I hope this helps, Casey. Thank
See,
you.
See, that
very
helps
much for
normal people, but when you start work at 5 in the morning, you come to work first, then you go to jury duty, and then you come back to work after that.
Yeah. That's not
that's
ideal.
True.
On this show, at least.
So you were on the jury. By the way, before we go to some calls, it seemed like an awfully quick trial. Did it end a lot faster than you thought it would?
Yeah, you know, I think by the first day of the trial, we all looked at each other. Everyone on the jury was like, this is what we're here for? And it was just such a bummer because you realize that there's so much time and so much resources and so much stuff and money that goes into this that this case should have never even gone to trial.
So it was just a nonsense case.
Nonsense case.
Hmm. Bean, would that make you happy or sad? Would you stand up and yell?
Oh, no.
What kind of juror would you be in that situation?
I would try to figure out a way, no matter how small the case that I was on, I would try to figure out a way to, A, make it all about me, but, B, make it the kind of case that I could end up going on TV to discuss afterwards. I want to be one of
there
those
There
are
no
jurors.
Reporters you outside
wanna,
wanting to talk to us about this.
You want
to
write a
no
book?
One
you
want to
write a book? About
no.
I want to write a book. I want there to be a TV movie based on my book.
Oh,
I want the
God.
World to be waiting for the explanation as to what went down in the jury room.
Oh, I found out something interesting. They said that, especially for high profile, I get any case, you have to wait a certain number of days before you're allowed to talk to the media to accept payment for it.
Is that right? How many days?
I don't remember. It was either 90 days or 6 months
wow.
or some round number like that. I can't remember.
All right. Well, I'll let you know when it happens to me. Let's take
okay.
David real quick. One call before the break. He's in Lakewood. He's on line one. He tried to get out of jury duty. Let's see if it worked for him.
Hey, David.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What was your scheme to get out of jury duty?
Well, I'm a middle-aged white male.
Uh-huh.
I look very conservative.
Right.
I dressed well. I wore a shirt and tie. I wore a suit. And when I got up there, when I actually got called in, because, you know, like you said, I was in a group of hundreds of people and mm-hmm. figured I'd never get called. But when I got up there, I told them I worked for a law enforcement agency, and I said, this is a no-brainer. I'm automatically out. The defense is going to strike me. Nope. Sure. Got on a death penalty case.
A death penalty case?
That would be fun, though.
That's the one Bean wants on.
Right?
Absolutely.
He could write a book. Did that was it an easy enough verdict to come with that you did not have any repercussions from wondering if you made the right decision or not? Because I would think that would be the danger of being on death penalty cases. What if you're not really sure, but you go along and vote one way or the other?
You know, and let me tell you what was the scary part is if, given my background, I was the person that kind of held up the jury on Friday afternoon. I made us all come back Monday because I said, I think you guys really need to reflect upon this because everybody was pretty much, you know, guilty real quick. And you know, in a death penalty, there's two parts. There's the guilt part, and then there's the penalty phase.
I hate people like David.
Who takes his responsibility seriously, Kevin?
Like, holy crap, it's Friday afternoon. What are you doing?
Listen, for those of us that get paid for jury duty, if you go in there for half a day or even an hour, you get the whole day off the rest of the day.
Oh, okay. That's nice. How much do you get paid for being on a jury, by the way?
$15.
Yeah!
Woo! Christine!
That's score! That's my retirement plan. I'm going to be a full-time juror. David, let me just back up, though. You wore a suit. That was your way of, like, trying to get out of being on a jury?
But conservative-looking people automatically get struck by the defense. So, you know, they don't want somebody that looks like me. They figure I'm automatically a guilty vote.
That is very interesting. That's so they racist. Think you're a rich, snobby white guy who's going to think everybody is guilty.
Yes.
Gotcha. All right. Great call, David. Thank you so much for winning. We really appreciate it. 1-800-520-1067. Christine constantly gets put on a jury. Let's try to help her figure out a way to avoid the next time. Give us a call. We'll talk to you next on K-Rock.
Allie, you want to say that one on the air or you want to keep that off the air?
I'll say it.
Okay.
What if as you're, you know, discussing am I going to be a juror or not, you just look at the judge and you kind of lick your lips and you're like, I have always had a thing for judges.
I will say our judge was quite distinguished and very intelligent. So.
See, Christine, you should have winked and been like, let's do this. What's under that robe?
Associate Producer Christine the Kevin DeBean Show. She just finished jury duty. We're trying to talk her out of the next time she gets asked for jury duty by asking for your help on what's worked for you or what have you tried and hasn't worked. Travis writes in, explosive diarrhea. The judge even chuckled as he let me go. Here's two interesting ones that have to do with the Kevin and Bean Show. Casey, who works with her finger on the bad word button, she says, I've been dismissed from a jury before because I work on the Kevin and Bean Show. I think they were worried about me being racially insensitive.
What?
Deeply offended by that.
How?
Robert writes in, I got out of jury duty 2 years ago because domestic violence was part of the case. I proudly mentioned that I donate to, which is true, Kevin's charity, Friends and Neighbors. They asked a lot of questions about the charity, and to their surprise, I had truthful, quick answers, and I was then dismissed. Thank you for running a great charity, and thank you for getting me out of jury duty.
Wow, I didn't know that would work. It's also Friends and Helpers, but that's great.
That's what he wrote.
What's the website?
You said neighbors.
That's, website,
that's what he wrote. I was reading his thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. So anyway, we're looking for your tips on what works, what doesn't work on getting out of jury duty. 1-800-520-1067. Let's try Eric line one. You're Belinda. This is a great point that he's bringing up. I heard that people who have plane tickets don't have to be on a jury if they've already got travel
Eric
plans.
Eric is being arrested right now.
Being arrested right now, Eric. Eric, we may see you. We may be on your jury. All right.
Yeah, I'm literally on my way to jury duty right now.
Oh.
Well, then why are we going to you for ways to get out of jury duty?
I don't know. Hopefully some lessons learned for you guys. It was a dismal failure for me.
What did you try?
So I'm going to Chile on next Friday for a missions trip. I tried to say I was part of a church, and they still weren't buying it, saying it was going to be a short case. And, you know, I tried pulling, hey, I'm supposed to play in a golf tournament, which I am missing today for this jury duty. And they just weren't having anything. I think if you're a white male, they're just going to keep you on.
Racist.
I tried
it wasn't just the white
times.
Males. It was everybody. They were keeping everyone on.
They just don't. They just don't. If they get somebody to the courthouse, they just don't want to let them go, right?
Yep.
I don't think so. The judge had a nice grin on his face when people said they hadn't served on a jury before, that it was going to be their lucky day.
All right.
Mm. All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Let's go to
Christine,
Joey.
You're a white male.
Let's go to Joey and Walnut, by the way. It says here that he picks juries for a living. Is that a job that somebody has? Joey, what's going on? What's this all about?
Yes, I am a law-talking guy, a.k.a. a lawyer.
Law-talking? Yeah.
All right.
So basically,
basically what everyone is saying, there is no science in order to get it on or off jury duty. And if you want to get on jury duty, if you want to try to get on jury duty, Bean, it's actually trying to fly under the radar. Because what keeps a person on jury, at least my jury, is if there are no red flags. I'll give you an example. For like a DUI, a typical DUI case.
Right.
We are actually looking for little quirks about people's personality. If a person, for example, works at a school, because we are going to assume that they probably push the MAD agenda, you know, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Right.
So we want to get those guys off the jury.
Ah, I hate those people that try to discourage others from driving drunk. I hate them.
Well, that's one thing, but you also have to follow the law. Just because you don't like a particular set of people, you still have to follow the law.
All right, so it seems like it's getting so much more difficult. What does work?
Well, what does work will make you look like a complete idiot, okay?
Fine.
Right, what are those things?
You have to basically go on and say, I think they're all guilty. What happened to my mother was, well, with all of those counts, she has to be guilty of something. Boom, she's off.
But, Christine, you saw people trying very similar things to that this week,
right?
Yeah,
I think what the judge was trying to say was just because you've had an experience as a rational human being, you should be able to distinguish between that experience that you had and what's happening on this trial. You should be able to separate your personal feeling for whatever happened outside of the courtroom. And that's what he kept saying to people.
All right, thanks for the call. We appreciate it, Joe. Thanks very much. By the way, what happens? What's the latest, Kevin, on just throwing away your jury summons or not responding?
How
to
would
it?
I know? Every time I get a jury summons, I'm very happy, I go right to jury duty.
The government doesn't have the resources to track down every person that they mail a jury summons to that doesn't respond, right? What happens in that case?
I don't know why you're asking
me. Is there any consequence?
I'm not sure why you're asking me.
All right, we're out of time, but Christine,
because I serve.
Let me ask you this,
USA! Right?
USA!
Because,
USA!
Right?
USA!
Having seen the jury system up close and personal with your own eyes again this week, is it a system that works?
I don't know.
USA! USA!
Well, we solved that one. Hey guys, Lizette writes in, I work at the courthouse in Orange County, and some of the courthouses here will issue a bench warrant if you don't show up for jury duty because they're tired of all the Kevins in the world. Thanks for making me laugh every morning.
You?
So apparently, at least in Orange County, better show up, it is serious and for reals.
So
what?
So after we went into commercials, Allie says,
so what if you're nursing and you've just got milk just pouring out of your breasts?
Pause, beat, and then Bean says, go on.
I'm not going to interrupt the lady with a story. She's
right.
Telling us a story.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to give her the chance to finish it.
Right.
Oh,
with more details.
You a chance to finish it. It was
hey, disgusting. Listen, we do have the Showbiz Beat right now. And then just after 9, we want you on the phone to try to win tickets to go see Muse. We're looking for Muse fans at 1-800-520-1067. This is tickets to go see them at Staples Center on December 19th and also qualify for the Sweet Life with Muse. What are we looking for this time around?
We're doing Listener-okey. So you have to sing your favorite Muse song. Got to be able to bring it. Bring it. 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number. We'll do that right after the top of the hour. Here's Allie McKay with the show speed.
I need to find the story because it's just breaking right now. John Stamos is now officially charged with the DUI. Remember, he was, of course, caught kind of weaving in and out of traffic. This was back in June. But police brought him right to the hospital because they thought this guy is jacked up on something. They weren't quite sure what it was. And then it came out, TMZ broke the story. No, it's GHB. I'm taking it as a fitness supplement because I'm trying to get into shape. Something about how it does something for bodybuilding and the muscles.
Yeah, that was weird.
No one quite
knew. So John
knew.
Stamos is being arrested for being too swole?
Yes. That's exactly it.
Not sure that's the charge.
Yeah, but so he is now officially charged with DUI, but it carries a maximum 6 months in county jail. But since it's his first-time offense, he will most likely just get probation, is what it is saying here. Goodness gracious.
He's lucky that wasn't worse.
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Of course. And he's also lucky he's not going to end up in jail because he is so pretty that he would be the most popular inmate in California state history.
Go on.
Oh, God. I work here. Maroon 5 singer and the voice judge, Adam Levine. He's putting together a new reality series. And for you Maroon 5 fans, you're going to dig it because it's based on their music video for the song Sugar. If you're not aware of that video, apparently it features superfans. And the show will feature superfans being surprised by their favorite celebrities on momentous occasions. What kind of momentous occasions? Well, like this. A couple about to get married suddenly discovering that their favorite band is the house band. What? Crazy. What else you got? What about a famous actor becoming an unexpected guest at a bachelorette party?
Like what happened with Bill Murray in the news a couple of months ago, remember?
Exactly.
And like when Will Ferrell showed up and gave a toast at some stranger's wedding, same sort of thing. So they're going to make a TV show out of that. Now, these are going to be surprise moments that they'll film at real-life events in people's lives.
Yeah.
They'll just they'll surprise them with a celebrity.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got no time for that.
I feel like two episodes in, you're done, and you start bringing in the D-level guests.
You're right. Delightful right? that you said two episodes
All right.
in, you're
well,
done.
You know what I mean. You know, I'm done now.
Let's give some love to Maroon 5.
All right. CW says that Tyra Banks' reality competition show, America's Next Top Model, is still on the air. They are actually saying that it's done. After their 22nd season, December 4th will be the finale. It is not coming back.
That's Tyra Banks' birthday, too, by the way.
How do you know that?
Wow. That's troubling.
Do you just know that?
I do. You know Tyra and I used to be a thing.
No. You were never a thing.
We were sort of, we were kind of a thing.
You weren't a thing.
Define thing.
Tyra?
Beam.
Sweetie? Are we okay?
Will you two stop it?
Seriously.
It's love. Guys, it's love.
Then go away somewhere and have it.
No. I love you.
I love you too, Beam.
Feel better. Bye-bye now.
Kevin, should you and I just leave?
Yes.
Oh, are you guys still here?
Tyra used to call, and she didn't know the destruction she was unleashing on us.
Well, because she'd hang up, and then it was over. Right. Her part was done.
Right.
All right, Tyra, well, we miss you.
I miss you, too.
I love you, baby.
I love you, too.
I'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. In case you're wondering why I know when Tyra Banks' birthday is, it's because of all the gifts and cards and candy I sent every year.
Honestly, you called her baby?
Yeah, he did.
That happened?
Oh, a lot.
Tight.
Yeah, he called her baby a lot. Yeah.
Oh.
And she played along with it, thinking
it was
cute.
Which is so gross.
Yeah.
It's not gross at all. She's such a sweet person.
Yep.
Oh. Tyra Banks on the phone. How you been? We haven't talked to you in a while.
Hi, Bean.
Hi, baby.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Whoa. Gag reflex right there.
Allie was going to throw up.
We might all be. We're all close to that.
I got plenty more.
You don't.
I'm going to wrap
Let's
this
move
up.
Right
all
on.
Of these stars born today on October 15th, which is also Rocktober. I tried it. Chip.
She's a ninja.
She's real good. Mm-hmm. Chip, didn't think you had it. Skateboard legend Stacy Peralta is 58. Actor Dominic West is 46. Actress Vanessa Marcil is 47. And jump on it, my pony. Rapper Genuine is 46. His saddle's waiting, though. If his pony is... What's the saddle?
Well, I think it's... I don't know. We're going to have to research that one.
I'm Allie McKay and Ralph Garman.
Well, 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:05.
They are one of the best live bands in the world today, and they are Muse coming back to Staples Center for two big nights. The 18th is sold out. The 19th is going on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., but we are giving away a pair of tickets right now for Muse at Staples Center. Plus, you're going to be qualified with the grand prize drawing we've been telling you about that we do Monday. It's called The Suite Life with Muse. It includes your own suite at the show, your suite at the Ritz-Carlton. You get a limo ride. You get to bring the band on stage, and you get $25,000. All the details at KROQ.com. That is what you're qualifying for when you win the Muse tickets with a game that we like to call Listeneroki.
Listeneroki, Listeneroki. That's the game we're going to play. Listeneroki, Listeneroki. Come and sing and don't be lame.
Muse is a tough band to sing because Matt Bellamy has a great
voice.
Yeah, true.
So what are we looking for? These people are not going to be technically perfect. What are we looking for here, Kevin, as we pick a winner?
Passion.
All right.
Say it again.
Passion.
Someone who owns energy. The material, yes. Too, I would say.
Yes.
Like, feel it, live it, breathe it, bring it alive.
All right.
Who's our first contestant?
Our first contestant is Kyle in Burbank. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
We are good. Welcome to Listener Oki. What song you want to sing?
Well, I'm going to do my best to do a Shatner Lounge version of Knights of Sidonia.
Okay. All right. Okay. He's all doing right. An interpretation of Knights of Sidonia by Muse. Good luck.
Come, ride with me to in the veins of history. I'll show you a god that falls asleep on the job. But how can we win when fools can be king?
I'm surprised it took
Don't
that long for the phone to ring.
Waste your time, or time will waste.
Yeah. Okay, Kyle. All right.
You hold on. You haven't technically lost yet. You are technically still in the running. You could
is
still
he,
win.
But is he?
Technically, yes.
But is
Laura's
he?
Up next. Line two. she's calling us from Los Angeles. Let's pretend we're starting over.
Hey, Laura.
Hi.
Welcome to Listener Oki. We haven't had anyone sing yet. What are you going to do?
I'm going to do Starlight.
All right. Let's hear it.
Okay. Our hopes and expectations, black holes and revelations.
Hey, Laura.
Hold you in my arms.
Hey, Laura.
Yeah.
Are you auto-tuning your voice?
No, no. She's singing. What are you talking about?
Oh, that was real? That was just you.
She was...
No, yeah. I think as she actually, she had vibrato, but then when she sang louder, her phone was doing something crazy, but it sounded great.
Like auto-tune. Okay.
I thought
all
it was
right.
great.
No.
It was wonderful.
Well done. Thank you. You hold on. That's all right. So that's Kyle, and then that's Laura, who's our third contestant.
Kevin C. in Redondo Beach. Hi.
Hello. I'll be singing Hysteria.
Yes, you will.
Bring it like a Kevin.
And you're going to love it.
Good luck.
3, 2, 1. Because I want it now. I want it now. Give me your heart and your soul. And I'm breaking down. I'm breaking down.
Okay. Thank you, Kevin C. Appreciate that so much.
All right. Thank you.
Got it. Thank you.
All right.
We can never make fun of Omar again. Hey, since you talked to Kevin C, Kevin, I want you to jump down to Kevin B on line 6. I'm going to tell you a fun fact about Kevin B that's going to blow your mind.
Okay. Hey, Kevin
B. Hey, Kevin, welcome.
How's it going?
Good. Thank you.
Good. Your first name is Kevin. Your last name is what?
Beans.
What?
What's that like?
What? What's your last name?
Beans. Beans. Just like.
And how's that been for? How miserable has that been for you to go through life living in Southern California and being named Kevin Beans?
It's been awful.
That's a terrible curse. It is.
Awful.
Wow.
Every single person says, "Oh, like the radio, it's like the radio show." They say, "Yeah," except with an S.
Wow. I just like.
We're
I
so sorry.
Yeah, we are. We do apologize, but I would think you would hate us so much that you would certainly not be listening to the radio show. Like, I'm stunned that you're even on the phone with us right now.
Oh, my God. Actually, I listen to you guys all the time. In fact, I have another secret to tell you. I called in about the massage the other day, too. I'm almost embarrassed saying it now because now everybody knows my last name.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, that's not going to have anything to do with whether you win or not. I just thought that was a funny coincidence that that's your name. But what's what Muse song are you going to be singing for Listener Oki here?
I was going to sing Uprising, or try to, anyhow.
All right. Okay. Uprising.
All right. Good luck, Kevin.
All right. Paranoia is in bloom. The PR transmissions will resume. They'll try to push drugs to keep us all dumbed down and hope that we will never see the truth around. Another promise, another seed, another a package life to keep us chopped in
okay.
greed.
That's how we got it.
All the good parts.
That's fine. That's good.
Hey, look, you're wrong.
That was a little Michael Bublé-esque. I didn't mind that. Very well done, Kevin. Thanks so much for listening. All right, let's go to line 4. Let's go out to Hemet and speak with our man, Gary.
Well, you're a bold man. Trying another person. Hey, Gary.
Hello, Allie. How you doing?
Good, Gary.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Excited to start?
What are you going to say?
Madness.
Yes.
Now you know why I went to Gary, Kevin.
Can't get your memories out of my mind. Like some kind of madness is starting to unfold.
Wow.
Okay.
We got that part.
We got a sample.
We've heard enough.
I love all these people.
All right, now comes the tough part. Someone wins tickets to see Muse at Staples Center December 19th, and it's qualified for the Suite Life with Muse Grand Prize. Dorian's going to be Monday morning here on the Kevin Bean Show for all the stuff, including the cash, introduce the band, the suite at the show, the suite at the Ritz-Carlton, the limo ride. My vote is for Gary and Madness. How about you, Allie?
I thought Laura had a lovely voice.
Hey, you want Laura and Starlight? Yeah. All right. Kevin?
But if I don't pick one of those, then we're at a stalemate.
Then
we're
horse.
Well, we could always do a drawing. We could just say we do a real quick drawing if we needed to. But who you
Let's do a drawing. Let's do a drawing.
What's a drawing?
I was thinking Kevin C. with hysteria. That's right.
He was great, too.
Yeah, see?
All right.
He wasn't good, but he was great. He had passion.
Let's put Kevin C., Laura, and Gary in the hat or whatever we draw from.
We don't do a drawing out of a hat.
Pick a winner. Allie, I think that's your job. Pick a winner for us, please. Who wins the Muse tickets and is qualified for the Suite Life?
The winner in this room. Matt.
Oh, Gary.
Well done. Oh, but we lost.
No, we didn't. I just went to the wrong guy. Better late than never. Thank you for playing the game, Gary. Enjoy the show.
Listen to Rokey. Thanks for playing our game. Listen to Rokey. You thought them were lame.
They are now putting videos on the internet that you can watch.
What?
Say yep. What? And we have put them all together in one handy location for you to see the best viral videos of the week. It's the Kevin and Bean or K-Rock Internet Roundup. Hit it, Steve.
Yo, K-Rock listeners around the world. It is time for the Internet Roundup. So tell all the boys and girls. We've got funny and sexy, even music too. We've got all the greatest videos and they're mostly on YouTube.
Sanchez, producer of the Kevin and Bean Show, the King of Mexico, does a generally pretty good job of putting these videos together for us. But I gotta tell you, rat versus pigeon, Dave. No, daddy, no likey.
Oh, dude.
This is tough, man. Look, there are two types of people in the world. There are the people who like watching the Animal Kingdom shows where the tiger takes down a gazelle, and there are people who don't ever want to see that, and I'm in the second category. I don't like seeing animals get beat up.
But, dude, this is the battle for the mean streets of New York.
It is definitely
a good point.
Come on. But who are these jackholes that are filming this rather than stepping in? Look, you may not like
stepping
rats.
You may not like
pigeons either. They're basically rats with wigs. But why are they not stepping in to try to save this poor little bird who's just being taken down by a rat, dude?
I am not stepping in and sticking my hand or foot or anything near a rat biting a pigeon. I am just
Kevin,
not.
What do you do if you come across this scene
and
on
I videotape
the sidewalk?
It. I would not videotape. I would walk away. I don't think
you
I
don't. You don't want to see it either.
No,
how about you, Allie?
Does the rat have pizza? Or is that all?
That's a different rat. Yeah.
Here's a little of the play-by-play in Williamsburg, New York, of these guys who come across a rat and a pigeon having a fight on the street.
Rat versus pigeon. Pigeon's going for the triangle. He's trying to reverse it. The pigeon can get a leg lock. I think he can win. I'm telling you, New York has, like, genetically mutated rats. They're just, like, superpowers.
I don't feel like I'm going to do play-by-play for it either.
Yeah,
we're still running
awesome.
When you need them.
I thought it was pretty awesome. I'm also not laughing at something like that, man. That's tough.
Dude, but that's nature, man.
If you're into it, it's there.
Here's a
Drake spoof of his Meek Mill diss trap called Back to Back. But this one is actually pretty well done. Who's these people that do this one? This guy?
This one guy who
does Barack Obama?
Yeah.
He does a really good job, and he has turned it into a Donald Trump diss song.
Oh, I'm convinced that this man is a straight insane. I should have let you the vision hold short of bane. You
gonna make me buy bottles for John McCain. You gonna make me go buy you a new toupee. I heard there's a price tag on your back. I'd be more concerned where El Chapo's at.
It's pretty well done.
Yeah, it is. We just had Columbus Day, the holiday, this past Monday, and the girls of Broad City decided to celebrate it, Abby and Alana, talking about the various ways they were going to celebrate slash protest this racist holiday.
You know what I would do? I'd like to scalp them and show them and be like, gotcha, bitch. I would be like, I'm going to give you bite as but I'm not even going to be there very long. If you want to get a drink after.
Yes. Let's drink to, like, something really significant. Like the real hero, Christopher Columbus, who directed Home Alone.
Boom. There you go. That's the Christopher Columbus who deserves the holiday. And the Harry Potter movies. Come on. Kevin, here's your favorite video on the roundup this week. We revisit, was it Jay and Mike, the Boston guys, who came across that big fish, the big sunfish a couple of weeks
what
ago?
What the F is it, kid? I love it so much.
Well, somebody has taken their audio and mashed it up with the trailer for Heart of the Sea, the new Ron Howard movie. Now, this is that movie that's set at sea that's actually the real-life event that happened, I think, near Massachusetts, Ali, if I remember correctly, that inspired the actual Moby Dick book. And it is amazing how well the play-by-play matches up with the video.
Oh, my f***ing kid. We have a wheel here, bro. Holy this is Jay, what are we going to do here, kid? Oh, my God, bro. Look at this oh, man.
There's a whale just, like, taking down a boat. It's awesome.
Yes, it's a wheel.
Yeah. What? Pretty crazy.
He says a wheel.
A wheel.
It's yeah. a wheel.
Baby wheel.
Right.
Yeah.
Honest Trailers are back this time, taking a look at Jurassic World. I think a lot of people end up liking that movie. I think it was the biggest movie of the year, right? But you know how Honest Trailers does. They can make even a good movie look bad.
So experience the box office smash of the summer. That's really just the most expensive Sci-Fi Channel original movie ever made. That gave bored zookeepers something to do this summer and had everyone asking how that lady outran a T-Rex in high heels.
Here's a controversial video. This is Roman Atwood, who does prank videos on the internet. He's got a lot of them up on YouTube, right, Dave?
Yes.
And if we are to believe what we are seeing, he played a prank on his wife using his little kid to make it look like his little kid was on some sort of a
It's an ATV.
An ATV. And it gets away from him and blows up. So the prank is, hey, Mom, I just blew up the kid. All right, that's the prank. I don't buy it for a second.
Yeah,
do you, Kevin?
Either. Nope. And after further review, I don't buy it either.
Really?
Yeah.
She's the wife's in on it, right?
Totally.
Or the mom?
I feel like she's got to be in on it because here's a little bit of her reaction to seeing the ATV blow up, she thinks, with the kids still on it. And she's not convincing to me, but you might enjoy the video anyway.
It's not funny.
I know.
But it's not funny.
It's kind of funny. I'm sorry.
You don't touch me. I'm done. I'm done, honey. I can't do it.
There's Kane right there.
I cannot do it.
You still love me, right?
It's kind of sad, actually.
Yeah.
I don't think you say honey if you think your kid just blew up.
Yeah, I don't buy any of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't buy any of it.
Nice try, but it's funny. You are denied. You are denied. as you know, a lot of anniversary talk of Back to the Future 2. I think we're at the this week is the 30th anniversary of that film coming out. So Universal has been doing some very clever things to promote it, and this one is an official hoverboard commercial. As if hoverboards like the ones you saw in the movie actually existed, they try to make a commercial that makes you think it's real. It's pretty well done.
The hoverboard, no wheels, no friction, just little air, big air, air, and Mega Air. That's levitation. Get the attitude of altitude. Permanently.
Man, if they could ever really get the hoverboard technology going, it would be awesome.
I want that so bad.
That'd be such a cool way to
I'd rather see the commercial for Biff's hoverboard, though.
Oh. And finally, on this edition of the Kevin Bean Internet Roundup, our old friend Jimmy Kimmel is back, his late-night show on ABC. He does a feature called Lie Witness News, where he goes out on the street and asks people questions, and they're clearly lying with every answer. And we know that for a fact because in this case, he's talking to people on the street about what they thought about Secretary Hillary Clinton's performance in the debates on CNN this week. But he asked them that question the day before the debates, so they hadn't happened, yet they still had lots of things to say about how Mrs. Clinton did.
I just felt like she was really ill-prepared. Like, she just really wasn't brushed up on things, and she kind of stumbled a little bit, and
Seemed like she was kind of making it up as she was going along.
Winging it. She was winging it and not winging it well.
Didn't really have the correct information.
Correct. So.
Was lying.
Well, I think she lies about a lot of stuff.
Would you ever lie about something as serious as politics?
No.
Well, there you go. See, because the debate hadn't happened. KevinAmin.com or KRUC.com. That's where you find all these videos and so much more. It's this week's Kevin Amin Internet Roundup.
Those videos were awesome. Now, baby, go watch the Internet Roundup. Yeah.
106.7 KROQ is KROQ. It's the Kevin Amin Show. I wish we had time for that, but we don't. We just have showbiz and no time for that song.
Yeah, keep playing it.
It's a shame that we don't have time for that because it's so good.
Halloween, Halloween, ooh, Halloween.
Come on, Halloween, 2 weeks away, Kevin.
Ghostly things are going to happen.
Ghostly things are going to happen.
Do you think repeating the lyrics is going to make it better?
Yeah.
Halloween spooks outside my window.
What about a tree?
Halloween spooks behind the tree.
There they are.
I wish that the children could see.
No!
But I can't find them for the life of me. And there's Halloween spooks outside my window pane.
Oh, here's the best part.
By the best part, you mean the most annoying part.
See, this is the ghosts and the goblins and the werewolves and the monsters.
It.
This is the party.
Yeah, this is entertaining if you're two.
They're outside.
Got an email from Kevin Amin listener Deke, who writes in. He's working down in Oxnard. He says, it's halfway through Rocktober, you guys, and I have not heard Halloween spooks one time. Come on, guys, get it together.
Oh, here's my favorite part. Yeah, no, that's not annoying.
It's a goblin.
It's supposed to be scary, Kevin.
Yeah, it's not.
What if it was behind a tree?
Right. What about if it's behind a tree? Then it's scary.
Mm-hmm. Right outside your window?
No! Seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I wish there was a way to turn that up.
We don't hear this deep in the song.
No, I'm enjoying it. Terrible.
Wow, they really go for it, don't they?
They really do.
Nope.
All right, I'm not sure. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, I think, no, I don't think. Wow.
Halloween spooks behind the tree.
All right, big finish.
I wish that the children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And there's Halloween spooks outside my
No, you guys are right. That's not annoying.
That isn't good for you.
That felt good.
That felt really terrible.
Yeah. All right, Deke, thank you for the email. Glad we were able to take care of you. Thanks for listening. Time for one more look at the showbiz beat. In for, what's his name, Ralph Garman? Here's Ellie McKay.
This was a huge story yesterday on Twitter. People were losing their minds at the fact that there is going to be another Die Hard movie.
That's weird.
It's even weirder to some when you think about what's going to happen. It's apparently going to be an origins movie, a prequel, if you will.
So to show Bruce Willis's character as a cop?
Coming up, yeah. It'll be a story part set in 1979 with McClane coming up as a cop in New York City, showing how he became the character we met at the start of the first movie. But here's where it gets a bit weird. The film will also reportedly leave room for Willis to play the role in the present day as well. What? A sequel and a prequel. A prequel and a sequel.
I can't even get my head around that.
Right? But you're in.
I mean, I do love that character and I love those movies, but 2 and 3 were truly awful.
Right.
1 and 4, one of course the best. For the second best.
What if Idris Elba plays a young McClane?
Then I'm in.
Right.
What kind of element that maybe the audience won't expect will happen in the movie? Can you give that away?
I can't.
It's a good question, though.
It is a great question, and I would love some follow-up on that as well. Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga are headed back to the studio. They are going to be doing an album of strictly Cole Porter songs. It's the follow-up to their mega hit 2014 collection, Cheek to Cheek. And Tony and Lady Gaga will also be appearing in a new holiday TV commercial for Barnes & Noble very soon.
All right.
Bean.
I'm down. I like both of those artists very much. I like them together. I like the music that they make. I'm happy that Tony Bennett is still alive and well. You know, he's on my list of celebrities that I am constantly pre-sad about their death one day.
Okay. So I know Larry King was.
So you have a list.
Larry King?
Was it Merle Haggard? I mean, Willie Nelson.
Merle Haggard is on the list. Willie Nelson is on the list. Yeah, there's a bunch of them. Adam West is on the list. There's a bunch of them that I'm already like kind of braced for. You know, like how you brace, you know, you tighten your abs for a punch? That's kind of how I feel, just waiting for the bad day that I wake up and I see what we've lost one of them.
Who are you pre-saddest the most about?
Well, Willie is very close.
Right.
Very close to the top of the list. I'm going to be sad to see any of the presidents when Mr. Bush dies, the elder, Jimmy Carter dies.
Okay.
I'm going to be sad for both of them. Mm-hmm. I spend a lot of time worrying about people when they die.
I know. It's
yeah, that's weird.
Smart. Something good to do with your time.
Well, it's just these people are, you know, they get to a point where they're super old and you know that it's inevitable. And it's going to. Dick Van Dyke is another one. It's going to be a terrible, terrible day.
Most of us, what we do, though, is we live our lives.
Uh-huh.
I'm doing that, too. I'm also living my life.
And we don't.
Betty White? What about Betty White? I hope you guys know I just won't be in that day when we lose Betty White, right?
Understandable.
Come on tomorrow.
Right?
No.
That's what we're saying.
What we're saying.
That is a terrible thing to say.
What about
Turd Ferguson?
I'd be okay if we lost Turd. I think he's had a good run.
Come on.
Come on.
Your list is all wonky.
And Willie Nelson doesn't feel that old to me.
He's in his 80s, dude. He just canceled some shows this week because of a medical procedure. So, believe me, I pay attention to that stuff. It makes me nervous. I think he's 84, I want to say.
Maybe. No way.
Yeah.
Willie Nelson?
I believe so, yes.
With the braids? That guy?
Yes, that Willie Nelson.
We're all familiar with Willie Nelson.
Not real sure. ABC is working on a series based on Julia Roberts' movie, My Best Friend's Wedding. What?
Okay.
Deadline reports the movie is going to follow her character after the movie ends, with Julianne Potter living in New York City with help from her gay best friend, George. Why?
I looked it up. He's only 82.
See?
So, great update.
So much time.
Okay.
Kevin?
I can't.
All right. If you're not up for that reboot, if you will, what about this? A brand new show that ABC is working on based on Sean P. Diddy Combs' assistant. So not based on him, but his assistant. Deadline says The Hustle is about a small town girl living in a lonely world.
Tip just said, get out.
I accept that, but it's about a small-town girl who lands a job working as an assistant to a street-educated billionaire business mogul. She has to use her wits to survive in a wild, over-the-top whirlwind of extravagance, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Diddy will
Does she take the midnight train going anywhere, does it say?
I hope so. I hope she does. But Diddy will also produce the show, so that's just another...
Here's another way to look at me, everyone.
Right.
That's what this is.
Right, pretty much. Remember yesterday when we had Cubs superfan Jeff Garland in?
Yes.
And he talked about how he gets very annoyed seeing Eddie Vedder whenever they pan over to show him at Cubs games.
And they say Cubs fan number one.
Yes, and he doesn't like that.
No!
Right, Jeff. He is not going to like this because I feel like he's almost jinxing him with this. Because the Chicago Cubs are doing so well, Pearl Jam frontman Eddie Vedder says the band will no longer book any concerts in October. For decades, obviously, hasn't been a problem. They haven't made it this far. But now Eddie told Fox Sports Midwest on Monday, it's been a surprise. We're touring and I have to leave before the World Series. We go down to South America. I hope we go to the World Series and I hope I miss the games. It's a good problem to have. But in the future, not booking any shows in October. He just jinxed him.
So your feeling is that because he's taking that step,
yes,
the Cubs will no longer have postseason games.
But he's not going to do it this year when it's their best chance.
You know what? Maybe he didn't jinx him this year. You're right, Kevin.
I don't know how that works.
Because if he did it this year, if he said, okay, I'm canceling these shows in South America, then he definitely jinxed them.
Okay, so he's not
so
jinxing them
still
this
win.
Year,
yep,
but
they
he's
can still
jinxing
win.
Them
Congratulations,
next year.
Cubs. Mm. I'm glad I just worked through that. Mm. What's happening? All of these stars were born today. October 15th.
Chip just flipped me off because she worked so hard to get the Rocktober drop, and I...
Wow. Vanessa Marcel is 47. Dominic West, 46. Skateboard legend Stacy Peralta is 58. And we tried working this out off the air. What is indeed the pony? What is indeed the saddle?
Smells like donkey ass. Like donkey ass.
I don't know that remix, but that is that's good.
Do you still stand by your pledge made in 2008 to provide a pony for every American?
Yes, I do, sir.
It's great news.
Genuine, 46 years old today. I'm Allie McKay, and for Ralph Garman, welcome to Showbiz Beat.
Thank you, Allie. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. More tickets for the Sweet Life with Muse. Also, the movie beat because it is Friday. We have RJ Bell from Las Vegas talking about his NFL picks for this week. We have Ken Jeong on the program and Michael Chiklis in studio.
Best.
Love him so much. He's on Gotham now, and we're going to talk all about that tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean show.